Nonsense Podcast. I got you with
it. No! Say, man, you got a joint? No, not on you, man. It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
From the strangest corners of the internet, here to bring you opinions of the world from an altered perspective, here are your hosts, the Drunken Peasants.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Drunken Peasants Podcast, episode 624.
We'll do it live.
Suck it.
And joining us today, we have the social injustice warrior, V Infuso. Hello.
How's it going, man?
Thanks for joining us here. And yeah, to any of you guys who were wondering what Sargon's little Romanian buddy actually looks like, here he is right here.
It's not him.
It's not the same V?
No. This V's not even Romanian.
I know.
He doesn't sound anything like Corpse Midget at all.
No.
But to be fair, people do hate me about a similar amount, so it evens out.
For different reasons, though. Yeah. So,
have you thought about becoming a sweet boy, V?
No, that thought has never crossed my mind.
Yeah, if you become a sweet boy, you can pretty much do everything people hate you for, but because you're a sweet boy, they can't really, it falls off of you. It's like repellent. It's anger repellent.
Trust me, in my experience, people will find a way.
So any if of our... Go ahead.
I was going to say, if I saved a bunch of, you know, orphans from a fire, somebody would find a way to make it seem like I was the one who said it. So,
well, that's because saving orphans from a fire is a waste of time. To be a sweet boy, all you have to do is constantly remind people that you're a sweet boy. And if they're like, if they say you're not a sweet boy, you say, no, I am a sweet boy. And boom, like they can't argue with that. You're a sweet boy. Fuck saving orphans. Fuck doing anything good for the world. Just tell them you're a sweet boy. It's like a sexual identity.
Yeah, that's true. What the fuck have orphans ever done for anybody?
So if you guys want to check out V's channel, there's a link in the description. You can go there. He does videos on a variety of topics, some on wrestling. So those of you who do like wrestling, you can check that out. And other stuff, other types of... you do like political commentary sometimes too, right?
No, I try to stay away from politics. I hate people on both sides.
Well, like, that's the best time, but that's the best reason to do it. Because then you do get to hate on people on both sides.
Well, you know what? But here's the thing is that, like, without even doing politics, I have people on both sides hating me in the comment section. Like, I'll get comments saying that I'm a Nazi, and then you get other comments saying I'm a cuck. So I kind of get the best of both worlds, really.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Embrace the hate. Embrace the hate.
I definitely have been. I made a Shawn Michaels video where I talked about him not wanting to drop titles, and then somebody responded by saying it was because I was a white apologist.
What?
If you don't like Shawn Michaels and you're white, it must be because you're a white apologist. You must not like white people.
See, I happen to like white people a whole lot, but I'm still a white apologist. Because I do rap music, so I have to like apologize for white people via my career path. But I think white people are still pretty cool for the most part.
I mean, I just like to say that I hate everybody like very equally. So, you know, I mean, fuck white people and everybody else too.
I would hate short people, but like they naturally are hated because of how short they are. So I kind of feel bad for them.
Well, I mean, the truth of the matter is you can't trust them. You know what I mean? Like you don't know where they're going. They're beneath you. You always got to try to keep your eyes like located on them. You got to look down at them.
And I have a very big stomach, so I often don't.
And
see
he's
them
not even really that
gut.
Tall. He exaggerates his height.
I don't
also, we have a Discord. Everyone should check it out. We just added some new features to it. We actually have a room for established people now too, where if you know if you're in well enough. A long enough time you're active in the regular general, there's actually a special secret room people can get into now for most active members.
Our buddy Pimp Monk's in the chat.
Hey, Pimp Monk. Also, become a patron, because in 2 days, Spin Till You Spew Trivia, myself versus Jeff, Docs, Holiday. I defeated him easily last time. I will easily defeat him this next time. He doesn't stand a fucking chance. He can't hold his alcohol. He can't do his trivia well. Billy can't spin well for him. I don't know.
I did spin pretty poorly for him.
That's normally how I win, though. Have you noticed that I, even when I'm doing really bad at the trivia, even when I'm getting sick, I'm starting to feel sick from drinking, I spin pass all the time.
When I puked, it was after like 4 shots of tequila in a row. It was very rude. Yeah. I might eat those collagen bars again and get a bad case of the farts. Give Jeff an advantage.
No, that's banned from the rules now. You don't want to get Jeff disqualified, do you?
If I got the farts, Jeff gets DQ'd?
Yeah.
That's terribly unfair.
Sorry, I don't make the... Well, actually, I do.
You do make the rules. This is all another reason why the game is terribly unfair. You put weed on there, and weed is like a pick-me-up for you, and it makes me tired.
Weed hasn't been on it for a while.
When you started, you put it on.
When I started.
And I had to do a weed.
Not on the last one that you had to do.
Yeah, the last one I refused.
No, we just didn't do it.
I refused weed.
No, you're changing the story here.
I wouldn't do weed again.
No, he's a good boy. He wouldn't do that.
Yeah, sweet boys don't need weed. We do mescaline.
You need mescaline. You've never done mescaline.
On accident.
No, you didn't.
Okay, but I fed my friend milk when they did mescaline to get them off their mescaline high because it was a bad trip. So it's basically like doing mescaline. I assisted.
Bullshit just flows so freely from your mouth.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
It's called kayfabe.
No, it's only kayfabe if everyone else on the show is in on it, right?
I don't know. I'm working the boys.
Yeah. He was working all of you, dude.
Yeah, I'm working the boys.
He doesn't,
man.
Though, because nobody buys it. Nobody, he's not, it's not believable.
I think when I threw a cup of pee pee on this show, everybody believed I threw a cup of pee pee.
I didn't.
Because we were one of the boys. I wasn't working the boys that day.
He called me, sir. It got me so humiliated.
People are discriminating against wolves.
Wow. They're laughing at us, at our stupidity.
Dog 2020. Here's Billy's debate technique. He changes the subject so many fucking times that you forget what you were even arguing about to begin with. That's why when we had our debate Patreon episode, I typed down what the original subject was. So I never forgot what it was, and I just kept bringing it right back to that. Because that's all you can do, because you can't win an actual debate.
I wouldn't.
If it's actually about the subject.
I wouldn't debate me.
I mean, I got to disagree. That's actually how debates are won. So
I no, not against me.
It's called the Billy Buster.
No, it's called Gish Galloping. It already had a name before you named it after yourself.
Gish Galloping?
Yeah.
Fridge Galloping. We're going to call it Fridge Galloping.
Fridge Galloping. So hardly moving at all.
Gish Gallop. Really? That's what it's called. I never heard that word before. That should be a sex
You've
position.
Never heard of Gish Galloping?
Never heard
before?
Of a Gish Gallop.
Gish Galloping. Yeah, you keep bringing up multiple points. So that the person you're debating doesn't have enough time to address them all.
It's a great word. I only know words if they were like names of magic cards when I was growing up. I have a great lexicon if it was a Magic the Gathering card name. That's about it. Or if Gorilla Monsoon would say it when I was a little kid.
So, I don't know why news stations do this clickbait, but this is a clickbait story that Fox News is running. And here's the headline. U.S. Navy confirms multiple UFO videos are real.
What?
Okay.
What?
Now, hold on. Now, here we have to dissect this, though.
Yeah.
UFO doesn't mean extraterrestrial. It just means a flying object that was not identified when it was sighted.
Yeah.
That's all.
What UFO means?
This is not real.
Yeah. Oh, damn. Fox News broke the story.
This is definitely not real.
The U.S. Navy just made a stunning admission. Naval officials yesterday confirmed that three...
So is Tucker Carlson using intros like we do now?
Yeah.
Three separate UFO videos released by the New York Times in 2017 and previewed on the show are actually genuine. They do, in fact, show aerial phenomenon the Navy cannot explain and that, in fact, our understanding of physics cannot explain. The Navy also recently sent a letter to Congressman Mark Walker saying that it takes UFO sightings very seriously and is working to investigate them. Nick Pope is a British journalist. He once investigated UFOs for the UK Ministry of Defense.
What's with these transitions that he's
using? Forget the transition. This guy looks like he would know about UFOs, right? This is the type of guy that probably met Sasquatch, dated him for a couple of weeks, and left him in the mountains.
No, that guy has a mustache, remember? We've watched his videos before.
True.
The guy that had
I've
sex
also
with...
also watched video before as well.
Yeah.
Is this the Doctor Who before the woman?
I don't know. I haven't watched too much Doctor Who.
I just thought it was fucked up that the woman Doctor Who had a dildo instead of a sonic screwdriver. That was fucking sexist.
Not familiar.
Huh? Yeah. It's BBC.
Watched it a couple times.
He joins us tonight.
I know it's been on for decades, but anyway, back the significance to the of thing this. We were actually
so,
talking about.
Nick, this does seem like a change in the way the Pentagon describes this phenomenon. Is it?
Yes, it is. Up until this point, the Navy has said very little. And in fact, they've left the door open sometimes.
That looks like a bird. I don't know how high up this is, but just at first glance, that looked like a bird.
It's almost implied, look, we might be dealing with commercial drones or even balloons. But now what they've done is...
What cited this?
Turned around and said, number one, this is real. And number two, this is unidentified aerial phenomena. That's the phrase that they've used. Previous.
So UAF now? Why are they changing it?
Unidentified aerial phenomena.
Oh, phenomena is P. P. Yeah. P. Yeah.
WAP. A
yes.
WAP.
AEP?
UAP.
Oh, you.
Unidentified aerial phenomenon.
It's going to take me forever to learn this new one. I want UFO back.
Yeah, UFO is better, but this one uses the name Ariel in it. And
fuck
as we know,
you.
Ariel is the best Disney princess.
This is too much work for my stoned brain to figure out. No. Yeah, give it back. Can we take it back?
Take it back to the days of the UFO. Well, there's Fox News is still using UFO in the title, so who the fuck cares about a UAP?
They've said... advanced unknown aircraft. Now they're saying unidentified aerial phenomena. And that is, it's a term borrowed from the British government. We used it in the Ministry of Defense, and we meant UFOs.
So the U.S. government is admitting that they have no idea what these things are, that they're probably not some Russian superplane. And nobody's paying attention to this. I mean, this seems like a watershed moment. I mean, we have all this tape of objects defying the known laws of physics right next to U.S. military installations. The military admits it. Why is this not page one news everywhere?
Well, it should be. Absolutely.
It should be.
These aircraft carriers that many of these UFOs have been interacting with, obviously these are billion-dollar assets. And if the official position of the most powerful Navy in the world is, frankly, little more than, we don't know what this is. I don't think that's good enough.
Why? If you don't know what it is, what, you want them to make shit up? I don't understand.
I feel like Tucker Carlson is like the React channel of news.
He is.
Like, just what's that is his facial reaction to everything that's being said.
Yeah, he has Tucker face, resting Tucker face.
And I think clearly people like Mark Walker don't think so either. And I would urge him to get the classified briefing that other senators have said they've received. And maybe within the bounds of not wanting to divulge classified information, but maybe some of these...
See those frown lines right in between his eyes in the center of his head?
All the emotion is in the eyebrow for him,
right?
Like, always.
And he lost the bow tie. He used to smile more when he still had the bow tie.
How can you not smile with a bow tie on, though? It's like clown attire. Clowns always smile.
What you get from a tie? Let me tell you.
Senators could then step forward and at least
eating
bow tie
pasta one time.
What we're dealing with here.
So it turns out it wasn't a weather balloon. I mean, they've been telling us that for 50 years. Oh, it's a weather balloon. It's not a weather balloon, is it?
No, absolutely not.
I did see a UFO that was a weather balloon. I didn't know what it was, and then later on I checked the news and it was a weather balloon, and it did look like one too.
Is that what the news tells you?
I showed you a video of it.
Oh yeah, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
It looked like a balloon anyway.
I guess I can trust the news now.
The news is right sometimes. It's not a black or white thing where you either can totally trust it or totally not trust it.
Yeah.
There was a fucking weather balloon. It even looked like a balloon.
Okay. I'll give you that. How do you explain these unidentified aerial phenomena?
That's why they're unidentified.
Pentagon must have.
You think it's a Google program?
They say we don't want to hypothesize about this. That's fine.
Well, according to them, it breaks laws of physics and speed. But it's always very far away. It's so far away, it's hard to actually see what it is. You can hardly see that it's there.
But there must be, in the Pentagon, a best assessment. And there must be a view of what they're ruling out. We should be told.
There's obviously some reason they're not telling us. In 15 seconds, hypothesize as to what that reason might be.
Well, some secret too terrible to be told. But I think we should be told, or at least we should be hinted at.
Yeah.
What if it's a defense mechanism that gets the cameras to look a certain way so they can get away with some like other covert shit? Like it's deflection, like a magician would use. It's the force. They're forcing the fucking deflection on you. Go over here, see this thing that defies the laws of physics, and you look the other way, and Putin's like doing the Louis C.K. in front of some women in his hotel room. It's possible.
They've been lying about it for 50 years. Maybe there's a reason they have been. I don't know, Nick. This is starting to worry me. I'm grateful, though, that you have come on so frequently to put it in context for us. Good to see you tonight. Thank you.
Well, I'm very glad we saw that. I'm glad we let this fucking Doc Brown motherfucker come and tell us about unidentified aerial phenomenon.
Now we got to talk about this because there's been an update. So it's been pushed back even more.
Damn.
So now it's in October. So Mercedes Carrera has been in jail without a trial for 8 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rancho Cucamonga, California. The latest hearing in the ongoing San Bernardino County legal proceedings against adult performer Mercedes Carrera and her husband, Jason Whitney, for the alleged sexual abuse of Carrera's daughter took place today at the Rancho Cucamonga Courthouse. Carrera and Whitney were brought in separately this morning around 10 a.m., and their lawyers asked for the co-defendants to be able to come back for disposition and resetting pre-trial hearing on October 25th. 25th? That's like the end of October. Judge Katrina West granted their request. So their lawyers asked to come back later. So this is their lawyers pushing it back.
Okay. I mean, it's just crazy that it's taken this long for these hearings to even happen.
Yeah, well, they might be pushing it back.
And I'm really hoping
for a strategic reason.
I hope it comes back not true, but I guess we'll see.
Joshua Castro and Nicola Fitzgerald, attorneys for Carreras and Whitney, respectively requested to calendar a DNR for October 25th. DNR means disposition and resetting. Castro told XBiz, that's a date where we can reach a disposition, which is not likely to happen, or reset trial dates. We expect to be resetting or picking new trial dates on that date. We have agreed the trial can begin within 60 days of October 25th. So the end of November, the trial will begin around Christmas, around Christmas time?
Maybe.
And she's been in there since February?
Yeah.
Today's proceedings were the first since Carrera and Whitney were rearranged on the revised version of the charges on August 19th, following the long-delayed preliminary hearing on August 8th. Carrera and Whitney were arrested and their house searched on February 1st, less than 24 hours after a police officer interviewed Carrera's 9-year-old daughter at the home of the child's father. At the preliminary hearing, Officer Thies, who conducted the interview, testified that the girl's father, motorcycle sports photographer Barry Hathaway, a resident of the hillside communities above San Bernardino County, had a conflictive relationship with Carrera and Whitney. Hathaway, according to Thies, told the policeman immediately before he interviewed the child about possible sexual abuse that he was concerned about issues of violence in Carrera and Whitney's home.
I think this is the first time he's been named.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
As her main piece of preliminary evidence, Brianne DeRose, the San Bernardino County District Attorney prosecuting Carrera and Whitney since their arrest, played a recording of the interview over an hour long that Thies conducted with the minor on January 31st with only her father present. That explicit interview at Hathaway's lakeside property, which occurred without a social worker or a child psychologist present, appears as of this writing to be the only evidence for the Rancho Cucamonga Police Department to obtain a search warrant against the couple. That's interesting that it was in the father's house without any sort of aid to the child. And he's just interviewing the child.
Yeah.
We need one of our cop friends watching to tell us how regular that is, to deal with a child when their mother is being accused of sexually molesting them in their father's house with no other help, with no child psychologist or something. You figure anytime you have a police officer interrogating a young child, they would have that there, especially in the father's home.
I'm in no way an expert about this at all, so I'm not sure what the correct guidelines are for something like that.
Yeah, and the American Nightmare says you're supposed to have a social worker in the room, and he is familiar with the process as an officer of the law. The defendants entered not guilty pleas. As the preliminary hearing, D.A. DeRose dropped the initial drugs and guns charges against the couple. That's good news.
Yeah. What about the drug charges, though? I'm guessing those will still stand.
Well, they said they dropped the initial drugs and gun charges.
Oh, so they dropped. Okay, so those are both dropped. So now it's only the serious charge.
Yeah.
Like the very serious charge.
And if they are innocent of that, she might get her kid back.
If she's found not guilty, she'll get her kid back, yeah.
But with the guns and drugs, that even if she was innocent of that, if they would have kept charging with the guns and drugs, that would have been her losing her kid regardless of if she was guilty or not. So it's good that they dropped that if she didn't abuse her child and this was all a ploy from the father.
So, V, do you know anything about this?
Yeah, I made a video on it, unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
What are your thoughts on it?
You know, you always want to believe a child, but like, you know, the story that Mercedes tells could have some validity behind it. So, I mean, I hope that, you know, the child is being persuaded by the father to say all this because, you know, you don't want another child or another kid out there, you know, getting tortured or assaulted or molested. Sure, yeah. So. You know, but I'm waiting for more information to come up on it. Like I said, what Mercedes said, the story she's telling seems that it could have some validity.
It could be. Who knows? I knew Mercedes from her being on the show multiple times. Other than that, I don't really know her that well. She seemed nice. She seemed smart. You know, obviously, when you know someone, you wouldn't normally think they'd be capable of something like this. So I'm hoping for the best. But we'll see.
I watched a lot of her work. I think that she was really good at what she did. And it would suck to see her have to retire from something she obviously loved doing if she wasn't guilty of this.
Well, you always have the memories and, you know, Pornhub. So it's fine.
Yeah. After the preliminary hearing, D.A. DeRose dropped the initial drug charges. DeRose added three more sexual abuse charges.
Oh, well, that's not good.
So that's interesting.
So they dropped the lesser charges and added more serious charges.
Yeah. The original February charges also filed by D.A. DeRose were 18, 9 for each defendant. The first charge carrying a possible sentence of 25 to life was for sexual intercourse or sodomy with a child 10 years old or younger. Charges 2 to 8 were all for oral copulation or sexual penetration with child 10 years or younger and possible sentence of 15 to life. The ninth charge was for possession of a controlled substance with a firearm.
Wow, so two possible life sentences. Wow. I guess we'll see.
Yeah.
I really hope it turns out that no kids were molested and that no one did any molesting. Like, that would be the ideal situation for me.
I liked Mercedes. But we'll see. I thought she was a great guest.
Yeah.
And if this is true, that's, you know, inexcusable, horrible, and she deserves the life sentences. And if it's not true, then I hope that she gets her kid back. It's that simple.
And you'd think if these accusations were proven to be false, would she have a lawsuit against her accuser?
Oh, absolutely.
What could she sue for? Like,
she couldn't. Because the accusations technically are coming from her kid, so she couldn't sue her kid. But
if they found out,
if they find out that she was coerced by her father to do this, then yes.
And if her kid was interviewed without a child psychologist or a social worker present, she might have a case against the police.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. I mean, this is best case scenario where her daughter was never hurt in all of this.
Right. That's what I'm hoping for.
What? Yeah, everybody, you know, hope for the best, but expect the worst.
Yeah, you got to be realistic. I don't know if you heard about this, but Twitch suspended a streamer after she wears a Chun-Li cosplay. It looks like Chun-Li's actual outfit. There's no extra cleavage or anything like that.
Oh, it's the thigh is what they're saying. Her thigh meat is
exposed. But that's how she, that is actually how she dresses, though.
Yeah. Last night, Twitch suspended arts. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, there's actually a clip that's gone viral since then. Like, there's apparently an exact second in time where she, like, kind of moved up on the chair like this. Oh. And, like, you see the bottom half of the outfit, and it's just, like, it's just right between her legs. So, I guess, like, yeah.
Did it show, like, a vagina lip or something?
Yeah, was there any vag?
Not that I could see. I wasn't,
I say,
you know,
I say no harm, no foul there.
I accidentally went live naked on Twitch one time because my computer blue screened. And I was like, fuck, I'm going to go take a shower. I come back out of the shower butt-ass naked, and my computer had restarted after the blue screen automatically connected to Twitch. I had no idea. I just walked on. My little dinky-doo was there.
You would do that.
I deleted the VOD and everything.
And it's not still, there's not a screenshot?
I don't think so. There was like 30 people, and they're like, oh my God, it's your pee-pee.
Oh my, dude, that's so dumb.
Yeah. Sucked, but it was an accident. I think you have to deal with intention here. You should get a warning before you get suspended.
I don't think it's that bad.
It's not that bad.
It shows her legs, but if it showed her junk, then sure.
Eugenia Cooney uploaded a video one time and didn't even realize her whole pussy fell out of her pants.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and it uploaded to YouTube, and, you know, that's embarrassing. That's fucked up. It's not her intent. She's not trying to have her whole pussy fall out.
I've seen way
fall on her. Like, I mean, like, what would fall? Like, it's all very neatly and very tightly attached to her bone.
Yeah, she had like these really short shorts on, and they slid to the side, and like, I don't know. It's
so on Twitch. I've seen way worse than this. I've seen women that are basically naked painting their bodies.
That's art.
People consider cosplay art, which I don't necessarily, but whatever. People like it, so...
Well, she's a small streamer. She probably had one of the mods come in and try and hit on her, and she was like, no, thank you. So then
you think
she,
that's it?
I don't know. It seems like
so
all
much,
the girls
so
that
many
have...
assumptions.
Well, that's the thing. All the girls that have the mods that are, like, big Twitch mods that like, kiss up to them, they get away with murder over there from what I've heard. All the little sweet girls that kiss up to their mods and all the Twitch staff, and they just get away with whatever they want. And if you're not one of those girls, you can't even show like half a vag in your Chun-Li outfit. Assuming.
Somebody goes, I say, make Twitch porn version. Yeah, that's called Chatterbait. That exists. That's already a thing.
They actually have a gamer site that is for streaming gaming as a webcam girl. Mm-hmm. I can't remember the name of it right now, but I remember someone linking me to it. And they're like, look at this girl. She's getting gamed and she's going to get gangbanged when she hits a certain amount of fucking likes. I'm like, what?
I guess in a way that's kind of a good idea because all the guys who do literally want to jerk it watching this on Twitch can actually go somewhere and see some actual porn where they're actually meant to jerk off, and then the people who don't want to be naked and do porn stuff can do it on Twitch.
But this is not porn for a reason. This is porn for like children and Christians.
This isn't porn.
Well, and it's not porn, but children and Christians watch this instead of porn. Because they tell themselves
they
it's not porn.
Stop. Yeah.
Little 13-year-old boys go and watch their favorite booby streamer. Like, I love games and boobies. I'm going to watch this. And then Christians come over and go, it's not porn. It's good style gaming. And like, yeah, you're a hot girl. I'm going to throw you some bits.
She's not even gaming here. She was this is probably her, or maybe she was gaming, but they're not showing a game on the screen right now. I don't know. Was she? Was she gaming?
I didn't know.
Okay.
Hopefully she was playing some Street Fighter 2, tapping that kick button, doing the damn Chun-Li super kick. Kukul is a small streamer who often draws pictures from her favorite gaming franchises live on Twitch. So she's an artist.
So it is art. Whatever.
She was wearing Chun-Li's signature blue ki pao and bun covers, and soon after she received notice of a 3-day suspension for sexually suggestive content or activities. If she's wearing clothes that cover her private parts and she has to readjust her seat for a second because she's uncomfortable, and you see a clip of
Then they could have gotten her on a technicality.
Well, that's like what they're saying. The clip that went around was that she stood up and it showed her crotch.
No, I'm talking...
unexposed crotch.
So her vag did show.
No, it wasn't vag. It was just the crotch area.
Of her underwear?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Like an upskirt.
Whatever.
It should be a whatever.
What if she was wearing a bikini? Can you not wear a bikini on Twitch?
I don't think so. You're not allowed to show stomach and stuff. It's really weird.
But then there's like the naked ones that paint their bodies.
Because then you become the canvas.
I don't know. Yeah, the Twitch rules are really dumb.
This is what should happen. If the girl's like, oops, look at that, you see my panties, then you're like, okay, you're gone. But if like it's a split second where she's just adjusting her seat and it was an accident, you give her a warning, say, hey, next time you have an accident like this, we're going to ban you. But heads up. They didn't even tell her why she got suspended. They just said sexually suggestive content or activities. The outfit features a thigh-high slit that is sometimes considered risque. I actually bought one size up to ensure that the slit wasn't too high, said Kukul in an email to Kotaku. The slit of this dress is cut lower than some runner shorts I own. Twitch's guidelines surrounding sexually explicit content are vague. A widespread allegation waged by female streamers for years, attire intended to be sexually suggestive and nudity are prohibited. Twitch's community guidelines read, for streams like Kukul's, they recommend attire appropriate for public settings, such as what you would wear on a public street or to a mall or a restaurant. You would wear this to a mall or a restaurant on Halloween.
Sure.
This is not out of the ordinary. I've seen some girls wear some pretty gross stuff to the damn mall, and I commend them. I commend them.
All right, we're going to do one more news story. This one. Oh, holy shit.
Oklahoma teen accused of threatening school shooting, wanting to shoot 400 people for fun. It's a girl.
Yeah.
Alexis Wilson.
See, guys, women can do everything men can do.
Well, the last woman shooter I remember was the YouTube shooter, and her kill count was zero.
That's true. Yeah.
And this girl didn't even pull a trigger here, right? She just threatened to.
Yeah.
An 18-year-old Oklahoma woman was arrested Monday with an AK-47 after she allegedly threatened to shoot 400 people for fun, including some at her former high school, officials said. Alexis Wilson told her co-worker at a pizza restaurant Monday that she had purchased the semi-automatic AK-47, according to a report from the Pittsburgh County Sheriff's Office. Two co-workers reported to the authorities that Wilson showed off pictures of her holding the rifle and said there were people at her old school, McAllister High School, that she would like to gun down. You can't do that. You can't say that.
Yeah, you can't.
That's not free speech. That's dumb shit.
Especially in a post-Columbine and Virginia Tech world, you really can't say that.
Deputies,
like, if this was before, it'd be like, who cares?
If this was 1998, you know? 1998, you might be able to get away with this. They'd be like, oh, you're dumb fuck. Go invest in some websites, some .coms. Save your money on that gun. Go invest into fucking Google.com.
But she's saying she's innocent, by the way.
Okay. Deputies located Wilson near her home according to a probable cause affidavit. She told them she was just trying to teach her coworker not to be afraid of firearms, but couldn't explain why she made a specific threat towards McAllister High School. She said, look, don't be afraid of firearms. There are 400 kids at my school that I could gun down, and they're not afraid.
Got an AK.
She said she was bullied when she went to school, but was always good about just ignoring it. The affidavit said she also said she was having trouble re-enrolling at McAllister due to previous incidents, the affidavit said. This girl works at a pizza place and is having trouble re-enrolling in her high school? If you're having trouble re-enrolling in high school, then working at a pizza place is probably you're living your best life. If you can't even re-enroll.
And by the way, YouTube, fuck you for making everyone watching this refresh. I hate you.
Deputies went on to search Wilson's home with her mother's permission. The mother led investigators to Wilson's room, telling them she knew about the AK-47 because her daughter had been saving up to buy it. The deputies found the AK-47 was 6 high-capacity magazines and several rounds of ammunition, along with a 12-gauge shotgun in Wilson's room. School officials said Wilson had dropped out of high school in her freshman year. They told investigators that she had been suspended for bringing a knife to school and having a swastika symbol on some of her belongings.
Okay, so the bringing the knife to school, that does mean she's brought weapons into a school before, so they do have probable cause to at least look into this.
I knew friends that brought knives to school, though, because they were small people that just didn't want to get the shit kicked out of them, so they carried a knife. Carrying a knife
I don't care about your anecdotal story.
It's the swastika symbol that bothers me.
Are you serious?
Yes.
People draw. I knew dumb people that drew swastikas on their notebook.
But I want to know what type of belongings she drew it on.
It's probably on a notebook or a piece of paper.
Does she have a Tamagotchi that she put a swastika on? A little Nazi Tamagotchi.
A book cover.
Yeah. I just want to know what belongings were marked. The team was charged with felony terrorist hoax and is being held on a $250,000 bond at the Pittsburgh County Jail. According to court documents, she was arraigned Monday and her next court date was set for September 27th. If convicted, Wilson faces up to 10 years in prison.
Yeah, so, and we don't have to read the rest of this, but basically she's saying she's innocent. We'll see what happens.
Hey, I hope she's innocent.
She's in deep shit. Yeah.
You know what I love is that they talk about her having weapons and then they immediately go to she was bullied back in high school. It's like that is the last thing I want to hear about somebody who has weapons. That is a fucking red flag waving.
It's true.
Do you know how many kids I bullied that couldn't even afford guns? Like,
you're lucky.
I'm saying.
Is that why you only picked on the poor kids?
I picked on the rich kids too.
Oh, they could afford guns.
Yeah, they could also afford to pay me their lunch money. So that's really why I picked on the rich ones.
So dividends. Nowadays, you definitely would have gotten shot. There's a school shooting.
No, because.
And you're honestly a big target, too.
Honestly, when I was in high school, the Columbine thing was fresh, right? It had just happened when I was in high school.
It happened my senior year of high school.
Yeah, and there was another kid that had a kill list. He had a kill list, and my best friend, who I was always with, was on it, but I wasn't. So, I probably would have got shot anyways because he'd be gunning for my friend. But I wasn't on the list. So, I'd say I wasn't that bad of a bully. I think I was more of, one of those fun bullies that picked on everyone and you knew your turn was coming. And so, you just take it and then laugh when I picked on someone else.
That's when you create, a distance between you and your friend if you see him coming down the hallway. You just kind of, make a turn into the next classroom.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, man, you should go that way.
Yeah, when I was in high school, Columbine, that shit was fresh.
That shit was fresh, homie.
That's what you said.
Yeah, Columbine was fresh, homie. 420, 1999, man. Hitler's
fresh.
Birthday, man.
Happy birthday, Adolf.
Hey, it was 420. Let's smoke a blunt and tell Hitler happy birthday before we get murdered. Columbine. It's a weird day. It's a weird day.
I remember when Columbine was all the rage.
It was all the rage. It was so trendy back then, kind of like frosted tips.
Yeah, now you just have everybody doing it. You know, everybody's trying to become the next Columbine shooter. It's like, do something new. Be original. Yeah. Shoot up a mall or something, you know?
They shoot up malls too, though. It's not original. I think original would be go give soap to the homeless. That's a good way to get your rage out. If you're an angsty little kid right now and you want to give back to give payback for all the shit you've been put through, go steal a bunch of soap and give it to the homeless or some socks. Go steal socks from Walmart. That's your rebellion. Give them nice warm feet. That's all. Other than shooting up somebody.
Yeah, but that's kind of Robin Hood, you know, stealing from the rich, franchise, and giving to the poor.
Fuck Columbine. Let's bring Robin Hood ethics back to society. If you're going to do bad stuff, do it for good reason.
No, I agree. I agree with you entirely. We need to start giving the homeless AK-17s.
Give them an AK-17. Hey, homeless, why don't you go hunting for all these rats out here? We'll give you a nice rat hunting gun. Every rat you catch, we'll give you like $2 or a Snicker bar or something.
Snicker bar.
Let's arm the homeless.
All right. Arm the homeless. Yeah, yeah. This is the most appropriate time to start the next segment.
Wow, G-Man just kicked the dog. It's fucked up.
Crazy people. All right, so as the title suggests, the vigilant Christian Mario, as everyone knows, made a video months ago talking about how he was going to a good Christian rehab so that they would cure his alcohol and cocaine and sex addiction and his homosexual impulses also.
Does he still have the homo impulses?
He got kicked out of rehab, and here's a video about how he got kicked out of rehab.
Oh, this is going to be great.
Hey, Faith family, it's Brother Mario. I pray you guys are having a great day. Well, I'm sure many of you are shocked by the title of this video, but it's true, I got kicked out of rehab. Now, if you don't even know why it is that I was in rehab, I'll go ahead and leave the link to my confession video, where in that video, I share with you all my struggles with addiction. Very open.
There's a fuzzball in his hair that I just want to pick right out of it.
And yeah, that is pretty fucked.
Yeah, I can't stop looking at it.
I wish you wouldn't have showed me that.
And yeah, I'm just late.
That's where I'm focused the entire time.
Yeah. Damn it. I wanted to look into his beautiful eyes.
I also talked about the fact that I needed help. I needed to step away, take a pause from life, put myself in a rehabilitation center so that I could tackle this issue head on. It was a 9-month program. I didn't last the 9 months. I lasted 3 months. And the reason is I don't love myself fully yet.
That's the reason.
I was craving the cock, so I had to jump out and get myself a nice big Dodger dog.
And come to a place, and this is one of the areas that God is working in me to not hate myself and think that I'm not good enough. I got caught for steroids in the house.
So he got busted in his rehab house for having steroids.
My guy's getting yoked for the Lord.
I mean, he's always been.
Is he gonna be one of those Christians?
That's why he was ripped.
But he's gonna be one of those Christians that like rips phone books and lifts up trucks and shit for the power of the God.
A lot of those phone book ripping guys aren't on steroids. They're just strong men. You know what I mean?
They're high on Christ.
Yep.
Yeah. Ben defends all the Christians weightlifters, but not the wrestlers.
I don't know what a Christian is.
Well, Christians are followers of Lord Jesus.
Lord, is that like Lord Vader?
Yeah.
So they booted me out. And rightfully so. I mean, it's a rehab center and, you know, they're not mind-altering drugs, but they're still illegal drugs. And I was on them while I was there. And so when
you're stuck in a place for 9 months, getting fucking yoked is the best way to come out and fuck whatever you want. Right. He wasn't there. He wasn't there because he was trying to get rehabilitated. He was there because he wanted to be the Uber fucking fucker.
I think he's been on steroids for a long time.
He must have a tiny little peep.
Maybe
because all darkness gets brought to light, as if I don't realize that already. It keeps.
Maybe that's why he was showing pictures of his friend's dicks instead of his own.
Cause he got.
Did you hear about this?
No, I have no idea who this is.
Okay, yeah. This guy had a really big YouTube channel. I think it was like 500,000 subs or something like that. He made Christian, almost Alex Jones style conspiracy theory videos, but they were with like a Christian slant.
It was like concern trolling. You know what?
He was more like Mark Dice. He was a lot like Mark Dice back in the day.
He just everything that was trending. Anything that was trending on YouTube would all of a sudden be satanic, and he would show why to get the concerned Christian mothers to follow him and like him and show their kids, you can't play with Pokemon cards.
And then recently he got catfished, and a lot of people showed like that he was sending dick pics of his friends to these girls.
So he could have gangbangs with these girls,
yeah.
His buddies and the godly bros.
Now, why would he have like a stack of his friend's dick pics?
Good somewhere? Question.
When he was confronted with that, he said they weren't actually my friend's dick pics. I was only lying about it. I was only lying to them about their dicks. And it's like, okay.
So he just had like a bunch of random dudes' dick pics in his phone or whatever.
That's better, right?
That makes me that's less weird. It's
like, also, he was spending a lot of his money on hookers and blow.
Yeah, hookers and blow.
Now, I think that's fine.
As Jesus did.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it would be fine if that's what he was into, as long as he wasn't condemning other people for being into that, right?
He's a hypocrite.
You just said he's condemning Pokemon. I mean, let's be honest here. There's kind of, you know, Pokemon hookers. I mean,
catch
from both of them, but what?
I'm a big fan of both of those things.
Every year he would show the satanic imagery at the Super Bowl halftime show.
Yeah.
Whatever happened. He'd be like, oh, you know, this represents Satan, this right here.
It's literally whatever's trending on YouTube.
Is satanic.
Yeah. That's how he does it. He gets into the YouTube trends.
Oh.
And the Christian moms see it and follow him.
He made a video about how the Ultimate Warrior was murdered in a satanic sacrifice orchestrated by Vince McMahon.
I saw that one. That's him?
Yeah.
That was a while ago. Shit.
Yep.
Happening, but keep stumbling in the same spot. It got brought to light. I got dealt with and I got the boot. So I wanted to create this video here today to update you all. It's been almost 4 months now since I posted that last video, so I wanted to tell you about the speed bump that I've hit my plans to move forward. But I also learned a lot of stuff that I wanted to share with you in this video. So maybe it'll be a blessing to some of you that are struggling with substance abuse or know a family member or, I don't know, someone. I just pray it helps someone out there.
Get off the drugs.
So my experience in the rehab center, I'm going to share with you the good and also the bad. The good part of it is that it was a Christian. I'll put that in parentheses.
Okay, so now because they kicked you out, they're not real Christians, right? Is that what you're about to say? Because you're like, man, this recovery center is going to be great because it's Christian.
And you said that he was like, what, gay or whatever? And he was going to...
He admitted to thoughts. He said he's never acted on them.
Did he say he never acted on it?
Yeah, he did. He did say that.
Well, but he said he admitted to having homosexual thoughts, which is really the baseline of all of his other debauchery, because he's burying himself in hookers and cocaine and all this shit to keep those thoughts from being in the forefront, because he is gay.
If I could play devil's advocate here, I mean, yes, he was spending time with hookers, but Jesus did have Mary Magdalene, right?
Yeah.
So but he was doing the Lord's work. Right?
He didn't bang her, at least in the Bible.
Jesus didn't pay her.
Or maybe that was part of the Bible they shook out back
in the
day.
I'm sure Jesus hit it. I just don't think he paid her.
No. Jesus definitely hit it, but only in the Old Testament.
Yeah, I think Jesus got it for free, though.
A rehab center. And so a lot of the programming that was there was biblical. For example, we would have to get up every day and read Bible verse chapters. And from those chapters, we'd hand in a devotion in the morning. Then we'd have a house devotion at 9 o'clock. Sometimes a pastor or a minister in the city would come and give
this up a little bit.
Really enjoyed that part of the treatment center. The fact that it was Christians who ran the program. And a lot of the programming was Christ-centered and biblical. I really, really enjoyed that. And loved it. Another amazing thing that happened while I was in the house, I had the privilege to lead. When I got there, it was a home of, there's usually like 9 or 10 guys, and the self-proclaimed atheist, anti-Christian guy in the house, I won't give you his name, just for privacy concerns, but this young...
He was anti-Christian, but he was at a Christian rehab center?
In a foxhole. The Christian rehab center might have been what his parents could afford or offered for him.
Man was a homeless IV drug user, had a beautiful heart, just a beautiful soul, but he was really broken and lost and bitter. I had the privilege of leading him to the Lord in the home. And so if you're watching, brother, I love you. Honestly, man, you were the highlight of...
Brother,
I love you.
I smell love.
He had some heterosexual thoughts about this brother.
My experience there was to watch you come...
Did you send pictures of his dick to anybody?
to the Lord and change and to play a part in that. And brother, I love you the rest of my life, and I'm just happy that God placed this on each other's path, and I could be used as an instrument in whatever way, along with your grandma and the others that helped you along the way to help you come to Christ. It was an amazing thing to become your friend, your brother in the Lord, and I love you, man. So that was the biggest highlight, was leading that young man to the Lord within the first month of being at the rehabilitation home. And
oh, by the way, Mario cries in pretty much every video he makes.
Could you imagine being stuck in rehab with Mario after a month of him trying to get you to become Christian?
I'd be like, all right, I'm a fucking Christian. Yeah, get away from real. Me, you weirdo.
For real. Like, dude, I'll become a Christian if you give me your pudding every night at dinner. Give me your pudding every night, and I'll be a Christian.
Give me your jello pudding.
It's when I got there, the Holy Spirit came and unified us, the brotherhood that we were able to cultivate, the fellowship, the unity. It was an amazing thing. We would be getting together every day at 5 o'clock to pray, and the night staff manager told me that this is something he had tried to do for many, many attempts, and it was never successful. But while I was in there, the Holy Spirit was powerful, and I was doing my job to encourage the brothers and really just to allow God to enter the home.
If only
and,
that could keep you off of steroids, you fucking weirdo.
As I said, it came to an end. I wanted to just share with you briefly as well what rehab was like and what it is I learned. The first couple weeks in there, it was like I was on a pink cloud. I mean, I was happy. I was like on this high of like, okay, I'm sober now. I'm in the Bible. This is great. And, you know, I remember just thinking, this is going to be a breeze. This 9 months is going to be so, so easy. No problem. Well, let's just say about week 4 or 5, yeah, no, I got hit by a wall. And what I mean by that is the whole point of the rehabilitation center, they remove your cell phone, social media. There's no access to drugs, no access to alcohol. They encourage you not to get into intimate relationships while you're in the process of recovery. And
I was horny.
So all that was removed. And these are things that now that I went through this experience, I realized that I was running to in order to distract myself, escape, numb, or, you know, just deal with the stuff that's inside. So for the first time in my life, there was nothing I could do to escape. And all of a sudden, my brokenness came to the surface. And I was faced with it. And I'm still really broken. I still need a lot of help. But I'm glad I got to see just how broken and sick I am. You know, all my shame.
Yeah.
Oh, my shame.
It always happens. You can make a drinking game out of it.
My guilt.
Only if I'm drinking his tears.
Self-hatred, my pride, my rebellion, everything came.
Is it like the fountain of youth, Mario tears?
I wouldn't say youth.
Boiling up to the surface.
Mountain of douche.
I remember those nights where I just wanted to leave because I couldn't handle it. I couldn't handle facing that for the first time in my life. But brothers, I love you because I had some really good brothers in there that would walk me through this stuff. And when the garbage would come up, I'd go into the office and have one-on-one meetings, and we would pray together, and we'd walk through this as God was doing this process of bringing all this stuff up so that I could deal with it. You know, if I just keep shoving down all my shame and all my guilt and all my pride and all my rebellion, and I'm numbing it with women and drugs and alcohol or whatever it is, I never truly get to be healed. And what happens is with all this wounding that I have inside of my soul and spirit is broken. And so what's happening is without the healing in those areas and the removing of my pride, my rebellion, my lust, all that garbage, it's like festering inside of me, and it's rotting, and it's hurting my soul. And so I absolutely love the fact that I got to experience that all of these things came to the surface. But heads up, I got out of treatment when I got kicked out. I felt so much shame and guilt, and I just started to hate on myself. And
when I got kicked out.
Yeah.
That's usually how it works, my dude.
That I got to experience that all of these things came to the surface. But heads up, I got out of treatment when I got kicked out. I felt so much shame and guilt, and I just started to hate on myself and went right back to my vomit. The Bible says that a man returning to...
Went back to his what?
Should we listen to it?
Did he say went back to my vomit?
I heard bondage, so...
Yeah. Cock and bolt.
Out of treatment when I got kicked out, I felt so much shame and guilt, and I just started to hate on myself and went right back to my vomit.
Vomit?
To vomit. He did say vomit.
Yeah. He went back to his vomit. What? Yeah,
it's ick. That's what he does. It's his ick.
What does that mean?
He can't be responsible for his actions.
Oh, man,
it was vomit.
I left a fresh vomit on the ground yesterday.
Guys, I'm not being a hypocrite. I just did a puke, okay? It's like equivalent of vomiting dog. Vote for Mario and fucking puking dog in 2020.
The Bible says that a man returning to his folly is like a dog returning to vomit. And so...
It is puking dog.
Puking dog, 2020.
Puking dog's a better man than you'll ever be, you measly little prick. Every time you ever told a mom at home not to let their kids play Pokemon Go, then you go out and buy a prostitute and crash your car because you're high on drugs, having homosexual thoughts you won't even act on? Act on them, motherfucker! Suck a dick! You know you want to!
Will you volunteer yours to help him break the ice?
Honestly, I would if like everybody got to watch live.
No, I don't want to watch.
I'm sorry. That's the only way I'll do it.
People would. People would watch that.
I'm not into that sort of thing, but I would do it for everyone live to watch and see Mario suck the dick of destiny and accept his
destiny
place.
You want us to get destiny instead?
My dick would be his destiny.
Oh,
he'd be accepting his homosexual thoughts for once.
I'm not into that kind of thing either, but I also would watch.
Yeah,
I would try to attend.
It's like a it's like a next level baptism. It's a baptism.
Baptism.
Yeah.
But in his defense, God did put the male G spot, you know, in the asshole. So how long could it be? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You need to explain this to him because he's the one who thinks it's wrong.
If you believe in divine creation, then you have to accept that God put the happy button in the anus for a reason. Because if you can't reproduce, then you might as well still have fun, right?
For 4 days, but previously to this, I fell back into my garbage. I went right back to my filth because I didn't want to deal with the added amount of shame and
guilt. That's when the leaked DMs of him trying to get some nudes
guilt
again
and everything else. But I'm sober now,
not
and
executables.
I'm actually in line.
He says the male G-spot is way more intense than jacking off, dude. I've never had my butt pole played with, and I don't need to open that door. Last thing I want to do is realize it's better than having a J.O. sesh, and then I just start jamming stuff up there all the time. I don't need that in my life. I'm cool.
You know what's crazy is I've never had that done either because I never wanted that done, but for some reason, women today really, really want to do that.
Yeah.
Like, they bring it up in conversation. Some just go for it. They just try that shit.
Yeah, Peg Bundy.
I never got knuckle busted, and I am hoping that it stays that way. I want to keep myself nice and tight back there.
I couldn't respect a woman that would want to go backdoor on me. I'm like, sorry, that's gross. I'm way too fat and disgusting. If I had a nice little butt, maybe. But I got a big old slop donkey ass. You can't mess with that.
Slop donkey.
I got a slop donkey. I don't just have an ass. I got a slop donkey.
Again, for a second rehabilitation program. But things are going to be a little bit different this time because I learned a lot. So that leads me into what was the bad? What?
Oh, I want to hear him complain about this place.
Now let's hear the bad now.
I actually believe that the getting kicked out and everything is God working good in my life. I actually didn't belong in this program. The reason, it's a Christian program. And the reason I use that parentheses is although they believe in the Bible, they do
those
not.
Those aren't parentheses, they're quotation marks. parentheses would be like this if you're like, Christian.
Although I use those parentheses.
Believe that this is sufficient. They don't believe that the Bible is enough to get people sober. The program is a
Christian. Oh my
God,
they don't believe the Bible is enough to get people sober, and that's his problem? Motherfucker, you've been preaching the Bible for 7 years, and you've had thoughts of sucking dick every day, and you've been playing with prostitutes and drugs because the Bible is not enough, motherfucker. You've been the number one reader and pusher of that book on YouTube
right.
to moms all over the fucking world, and you want to go to a Christian, but they don't just use the Bible. They actually make you take ownership for your actions, and that's not right, because God wouldn't have Jesus died for our sins if I couldn't just go around sinning and then turn to the book and cry for attention. Fuck you, Mario.
Program that relies on AA, and this is where I...
Yeah. Yeah, he wants to just rely on magic to make him sober. He doesn't want to put in the actual work.
Guys, we went to rehab. We had access to Bibles. We had access to prayer. We had access to everything that I believe it takes to rehabilitate you. But then they also did this other bullshit that gave us personal accountability and steps to keep ourselves off drugs and sexing and all that shit. And that bothered me because that wasn't in the Bible, all right? Not doing drugs is not in the Bible.
AA is... Most AA programs are religious too, but it's more than just biblical stuff. They have, you know, the different steps you have to go through.
The 12 steps.
Yeah, yeah.
I struggled big time. I'm just going to say it flat out. And if you struggle with substance abuse and you're in one of these groups or you're a Christian, this might upset you, but AA, Alcoholics Anonymous, is a cult.
It is. It is. He's not wrong about that. But it's a good cult.
Hold on, but Christianity isn't.
Oh, no, right. Christianity is also a cult. But AA, here's the thing with AA. Some people fucking need it. But the problem with AA is that when one person in that AA circle falls, they tend to bring people down with them. So you have to be stronger than the people around you. And that's not always what AA is about. You're usually dependent on somebody. And if the person you're dependent on falls, you can very easily fall with it.
Yeah, you know, you get a sponsor. You get someone that's your sponsor. And on top of that, they tell you that God is watching you, essentially.
Yeah.
So
it's a cult. They serve another god. It's not of God. So this is the program. They would get you, like I said.
Yeah.
But the thing is that, like, he's talking about, like, it's a cult and, like, that's, you know, that's what's wrong with it. But, like, he's just angry because he was already registered to a different cult, like, ultimately. Like, he's like, I was in the wrong cult for a while.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just my opinion.
There's a lot of Christian stuff, but then all of a sudden I'd be forced to go to AA meetings. And for those of you who don't know, the way that AA works is you get to create a god in your own image, a god of your own understanding. It's based on idolatry, one of the most blasphemous things to do. I think it's step...
It's so AA works for people that don't believe in a Christian god. That's all it is. It's the same thing with fucking Freemasonry, right? You have to believe in a god. And it's just giving a principle above yourself to put faith into, which I think is weak, because if you believed in yourself like you believed in God, and you really believed in God and you really believed in yourself, you'd be able to take these fucking steps on your own back. But some people need that little bullshit. They need that crutch. They need that community to fall back on.
One, two, three.
Believe in things beyond them. That's always been a thing. So I understand that, but... I always hate when people come out of those situations and they just like, oh, thank God for you know, getting me off. It's like, you got yourself off it. Like, take some fucking pride. Like, you were a dope fiend or whatever you were, and you made the steps to change that. You did that. You should pat yourself on the back, not be praising the man in the stars, you know?
You should. You should.
The big man upstairs, brother. Everyone who's watching the stream right now, please like the stream. We have over 700 viewers, but only 147 likes. I know more of you like the stream than that. Please like the stream. Also, make sure you're still subscribed. I need to get through this. Oh, yeah. Also, we're doing our Patreon private show in 2 days. I will be taking on Jeff Holiday, defending my undefeated streak against Jeff Docs Holiday. I'm going to fucking destroy him again, just like last time. He'll have all the fucking excuses in the world that he'll come up with, but I will walk away champion as usual. Spin to you, spew trivia. Sign up patreon.com/DP. $5 or more gets you a ringside seat. And then also join our Discord. You can talk to all the other cool DP fans. Egghead's in there right now, so you can go in there and at least just harass Egghead. I would say at least do that. Go in there and harass Egghead. All right, that's all I wanted to say. What were you going to say, Billy?
I was going to say, if we can get to 500 likes, I'll take the shock collar to my fupa.
What's a fupa?
Your fatty upper penis area.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'll just take a shock right to the fupa.
For 500, wow.
For 500
don't,
likes.
Now, don't suggest to anyone that I suggested you do this.
No, because I don't think we can get to 500 likes.
We're at 200 right now, yeah, so we would need 300
1.5 times more.
Man.
I don't think we can do it.
I guess we'll see if it happens.
I'm just saying.
He came to believe that a power greater than myself.
What were you saying, V?
I was saying the show's always a really a lightning experience because I've always known what the FUPA was, but I never knew what it stood for. And
yeah.
Now today I'm educated, so thank you for that.
I might have said fatty upper penis area. Someone else said fatty upper pubic area or whatever, but it's the same thing, right? Penis pubic.
Yeah, you know what? Man, this makes me want to change our channel type to educational.
It really is, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, girls can have poopas too. It's the fatty upper pussy area.
Surrendering our will to God as we understand him. Okay, so you get to imagine. Whatever God, I heard one of the speakers say.
All right, whatever. I'm done with Mario. Mario, love yourself, buddy. If you're not doing anything wrong, you're just having a good time, then don't be ashamed of who you are.
Nah, Mario. I don't think Mario should love himself. I think he should just give in to the hatred that he has for himself and be the biggest queermonger there is. Go out and suck off all the boys. Do it, man. You know you want to. You think about it. You think about it. Live it up a little. So it looks like we've gotten to 255 likes. So we're over halfway there now. I'm kind of a little shaken up by that.
Are you going to zap it on 100?
In the FUPA, yeah. But I'm going to go pee first because I don't want to urinate myself after zapping my FUPA area.
Man.
So if it comes down to it, I'm going to have to. Oh, this is scary. It's 264 now. Okay, everybody watching, stop liking because it sucks. It looks like it might actually happen. Damn it.
His FUPA.
Damn it.
So in the meantime, let's read some Streamlabs really quick here. I think we got a couple, like two or three.
Yeah, we got a little couples. It shows that Albert said, Billy is not a sweet boy. Don't need to defend yourself. I am a sweet boy, Albert. I am. Kilo says, my buddy at work yesterday got a call to dispute 3 years worth of phone sex line charges because of satanic sex magic. I lost my shit when he said MasterCard doesn't have dispute rights for Satanism. And John McDonald said, how about he just go to NA? Either way, he can find a secular NA, and they only use the term God of your choosing to allow non-religious people to find a community to help them. Yeah, exactly. It was all built on Christianity, right? AA to begin with, and they just opened up the doors.
Yes.
But that's all our sweet little donies. If you guys want to, you can donate to tell people to like this stream. So that we can hit 500, I can shock myself. I probably should have did some sort of monetary goal for that. But
probably, but whatever.
Fuck it. We're just going to go for likes today. And Dot Executable says, when Egghead grows a layer of dick cheese, he becomes the miraculous Smeghead. Watch him fight crime with his mighty catchphrase, crime? Tain't likely. If Egghead gets smegma, does that make him an omelet? A little dick cheese and egg omelet.
Egghead says, oh, fuck you.
Oh, fuck you. Tain't likely.
All right. What do we got here? We have... Okay. This is a pretty weird woman that does these weird metaphysical videos. She's kind of attractive. So I think maybe that's why she gets decent views. But the stuff she says is just crazy.
Well, define kind of, because like...
Okay, she is kind of attractive. I can tell already.
Hey guys,
this cartoon.
It's Megan. Welcome back to my channel. Today's video is going to be talking about the benefits of drinking out of copper versus drinking out of a plastic water bottle or just regular glass. A lot of people think that this plastic water bottle is totally fine and healthy, but there's actually a lot of misinformation out there about plastic water bottles. Usually they contain high amounts of BPA, which is an endocrine disrupting hormone, and it can mess up your kidney function and give you issues with your adrenals, especially if you're leaving your water bottles outside in a hot car. This allows for the plastic to leach the chemicals into the water and is not good for your health. So I'm going to be talking about an amazing alternative that I've been using for the past year, and that's copper water bottles. This copper bottle I have with me today is from Barry Gorva. And
so as far as I know, this is total bullshit what she's saying.
She's correct. That's true.
You guys are bullshit. You guys are
that's
just
true.
You guys are just hypnotized.
Ben's just pissed he doesn't drink from copper. This Chipotle cup is lined in copper.
It's lined in copper.
The Copper Mountains of Chipotle.
And they're an amazing company that's from Canada, Alberta,
so you can
Canada.
Tell it's copper because my water has turned copper from the inside of the Chipotle cup.
My water in here and leaving it in overnight. Now, this is an Ayurvedic tradition to put...
Oh, Ayurvedic. Yeah, that is a pseudoscience from India.
I'm going to listen to this girl over TVC Mario, though.
Why?
Because I have homosexual thoughts about this girl.
Put water into a copper container. That's because copper is naturally antibacterial. Yeah. And
copper
antiviral.
Cap's bath water so was healing.
Her bath water at the
bacteria
time.
Bacteria and viruses that are in your water are naturally immunized with the copper. It's also very good for your kidneys, and it's a huge kidney tonic. This is why storing your water in copper is very high vibrational.
Plus, you can get copperous oxide poisoning, which is really bad for your body if by letting it sit in copper for too long.
She just said high vibrational. What does that mean?
High vibrational. Don't you know about the seismic vibrations of the Sedona field area of the magnetic connection?
No.
Oh my gosh. You don't know anything about copper. The copperous oxide poisoning is good for your body. It kills off anything that would normally be living in you.
Thing about my copper water bottle versus all the other ones on Amazon is that this is not using a lacquer coating. So you're just getting pure copper in contact with your water. And
yeah,
that's
because
super high
Amazon is like, we need to coat this copper so you don't get copper oxide poisoning.
You know what you need to do? You need to suck on pennies all day.
Whoa.
Like they're fucking Hall's lozenges.
Whoa.
Just fucking suck on pennies.
I got an Abe Lincoln in the back of my throat right now. I'll get fucked.
Oh, you sucking on pennies.
I'm choking on Abe.
When my doctor gives me fillings, I'm like, can they be copper, please?
Drake Timbershaft says copper gives you herpes.
High vibrational.
If she has copper and she has herpes, I will agree. Copper could give me herpes.
And super healthy. Copper is actually really essential as a mineral for your health. It helps your digestive system and it helps your immune system. If you want to have even higher vibrational water, you can...
If you want to have higher
does anyone know what vibrational water is?
I mean, I'm going to look it up. Fuck it. Vibrational water.
Do you drink
water
from copper, V? Are you into drinking from copper?
No. Okay. I'm getting whatever the fuck she was saying before, so.
Oh, yeah. Don't leave that shit in your car and let it get hot. It'll leak all the toxic plastic poison into your water.
The vibrational resonance of water moves through the body, harmonizing cells, so our bodies perform like a well-tuned orchestra.
Is that really what it says?
That's what it says.
As our body is 70% water, thus sending positive thoughts raises the vibration of the water as well. Thus, before you drink water next time, think of all the positive things and say, I love you, water, in your mind. This will infuse your water with the qualities like love, peace, and hope.
Did you just Google that and read that? Because you looked up high vibration or whatever?
Vibrational water.
Vibrational
Why
water.
Why do you need copper if you could just tell the water, I love you, Chipotle iced tea. You're a very sweet tea, Chipotle iced tea. For a sweet boy, let me put you in my water, sweet boy tea.
What kind of Disney World shit is that?
It's a whole new world.
Your copper jug outside in the sun. Sun charging your water helps get the biophotonic light from the sun and rearranges the structure of your water into a higher vibration. I really enjoy drinking out of copper water bottles, and I hope you guys enjoy it too. Thank you guys so much for watching, and if you want to purchase this copper water bottle, there's a link in the description down below. I hope to see you guys soon. Bye bye.
She seems crazy.
Bye-bye.
I gotta agree with you. I think you really should rebrand this as an educational channel.
Yes.
All right, here's one more I found.
Acute symptoms of copper poisoning by ingestion include vomiting, hematemesis, vomiting of blood, hypotension, low blood pressure, melena, black tarry feces, coma, jaundice, yellowish pigmentation of the skin, and gastrointestinal distress.
I like how you read it that way.
Yeah, copper toxicity, guys. Don't worry about it. You just have black tarry feces. It's just black. You're going to have licorice shits. Black licorice shits.
So
liquidious licorice shits.
The likes stalled out at 297. They're just stalled
good
there. So
thank y'all for not shocking my fatty upper penis area.
So it can't make the 200, I don't think. But we'll see what happens. And it looks like people have to keep refreshing, which is really dumb.
That's messed up.
Yeah. But whatever. Shit happens. Show must go on. Everyone, like the stream if you still want to see Billy zap his gunt area. Is that what it's called? A gunt?
Your fupa.
Oh, okay. Your fupa.
My gunt. Is it a gunt as well? Is that another name?
I don't know. Your gut cunt? Yeah.
Your gunt. Your fatty upper
almost hurt, dude.
Pubic area. Oh, it's going to hurt. Yeah, I'm going to pee before I do it so I don't dispel my liquids.
Okay.
And got up to 316.
Yeah. See, people complain when we mention it so much, but you have to keep fucking mentioning it for it to happen.
Yes.
Can't do anything else.
Excellent.
All right.
Shocking.
All right, let's see what this is.
Fupa is not the fat upper pussy area on a male. It's the fat upper pubic area or fat upper penis area. It's interchangeable. There's many.
It's gender neutral, guys, all right? Yeah. This is 2019.
Yeah.
Have some goddamn respect.
It could be my fatty upper pizza area if I wanted
upper
it to be.
Upper pizza?
My upper pizza area, because I got a couple of anchovies down there. I got some cheese.
It smells down there.
I got some cheese and some anchovies down there. No big deal. It's about to smell like, oh, God, is this on
Yes, I did it. I'm ready to suffer my consequences.
This guy is crazy.
Yeah.
I'm glad he doesn't drive and film his videos anymore.
I'm glad he doesn't drive over here and kick our asses for all the shit we talk about him.
He lives far away.
Yeah. So we'll continue talking shit.
Maybe I'll start going around town in this week. It looks normal. It actually looks normal. It really does.
So I guess that's it. I don't know.
That's the whole?
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad he got the hair plugs. He actually looks like Cucker Tarlson. If only he had the fucking bow tie.
He could be an anchor man with that hair.
Ron Burgundy. Wrong Burbundy.
Burbundy. Go fuck yourself, San Diego. So, damn. Let's see. What? This is some PSA.
Greetings, fellow YouTubers. It's your sexy goth bad boy, King Cobra JFS, back at you with another video.
Your sexy goth bad boy, King Cobra.
This is like if Smeagol got a Hot Topic gift card. He traded the ring in for a fucking Hot Topic gift card. One cock ring to rule them all.
I've been cutting down on the smoking in my apartment. I'll take like one or two drags. Put it out, take a couple drags, a couple hours later, you know.
It's not because I want to cut down on smoking. It's because I just can't afford to smoke as much as I used to. Haven't sold enough swords or canes or whatever the fuck. He sells walking sticks. What is it?
Go ahead and put magic that out
wands.
For later.
The magic wands. I forgot.
Well, that's for my
take a couple drags, put it
my
out,
precious.
You know. Anyways, YouTube, I'm here to give you a public service announcement on Wanker Scab. That's WANKER Scab.
Hold on. Does this gentleman is this gentleman telling us that he's got a Wanker Scab? And he's going to tell us how to avoid getting a Wanker Scab? Like, is that what?
No, I'm trying to look him in the eyes, but I'm having a really hard time doing so.
Yeah, you can't look at both of them at the same time.
How do you get wanker scab? Is it curable?
Oh my God!
It only affects men.
Did you see that super chat?
No. Basically, if you masturbate as a dude, if you masturbate with no lube, you hobo jerk yourself off. You know what I'm saying? With no lube. And you jerk your dick too hard or too fast, you can literally cause your dick to get a chafe burn from masturbating too hard. And it
now,
forms
hold
what
on
I-
just a minute, all right? I've jacked myself off many a time, all right? And not once did I give myself a scab.
Yeah.
Right.
Spit on it. You gotta get, no.
He's saying, what do you call it, a hobo jerk? Is that what he called it?
Yeah.
A hobo jerk, yeah.
That's
a weird.
Do
terminology.
Yeah, I never referred to it as that. I'm like strictly hobo jerk, but I never called it that.
Maybe he gets jerked off by hobos.
That would probably do a wanker
stamp. No, it's actually a legitimate question I've always had. Do people, because you always see it in movies and shit, do people actually like use lube and lotion and shit like they do in movies? Because I literally have known nobody who has ever done that.
I mean, we have one guy we watch on the show. His name's Buff Carell. And next to his bed, he has a lotion-filled jerk station that you can only assume he uses to beat the shit out of himself.
I don't assume that, necessarily. Yeah.
But you can only assume that if you...
No, you assume, damn it.
Dude, it's a jerk station.
You assume more than anyone else I know.
Why would he keep all that lotion next to his bed, not
maybe
in his bathroom?
Maybe he has dry skin?
So he wakes up in the morning and puts dry skin on in his bed? That's going to leave flakes and shit on your bed. You wouldn't do that. Unless your bed was where you got down and dirty, and I know that that's a jerk station.
You know, man, why don't you work for the fucking CIA and solve all these mysteries? Since you're such an expert,
I would
everything.
Work in Las Vegas because I would always win all the bets because I'd have the inside odds because I have that I could work for the FBI. I'd be a mentalist. That's what they call it. The amazing okay. Kreskin used to do what I
like
do.
To call wanker scab. And how do you get rid of wanker scab? Simply quit masturbating for a couple of days to a couple of weeks. Let that shit clear up, you know.
This man has scabs on his dick.
No joke. I've had it before. It sucks. You know, and you think, oh, I'll just jerk myself off underneath the wanker scab. It'll be fine.
What? Underneath the wanker scab? What? What?
Happens when that scab bursts open and you're sitting there with blood and cum all over your fucking Kleenex.
Nope, 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 nope. What?
Like, I want to move on, but I also want to learn more. Like,
yeah.
We can't move on.
You can't just look away.
Yeah, we have to pause so everyone can catch their breath and then we go back in.
He can look away. As a matter of fact, part of him is right now. But
he's been looking away since 1985.
You know what I'm saying? Like, no, getting wanker scab is no fun, dude. No fun at all. And the best way to avoid getting wanker scab, the best way to avoid getting wanker scab is to not masturbate. As a dude, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm going to go off on a tangent here. Sir, the best way to get wanker scab is to take off your Hot Topic pewter fucking dollar store jewelry you're wearing. Because I guarantee you're catching the wanker scab from all that shrapnel you have on your fingers. I have gone bare bones my entire life. And I do have exceptionally soft hands. But that does not mean that's not the thing alone saved me from wanker scab. He's not taking care of himself. He's got those damn
but
whatever these rings are, they're going to destroy a peen.
But do we know that he just doesn't have herpes and is unaware of it? Because that's kind of what it sounds like.
I imagine if he got herpes, it was, well, I'm pretty sure he's sexually active. I've seen some really gross things that get with other gross things. But, yeah, he's probably got herpes. It's probably safe.
Wait, you see him the way he looks right now, and you say that you're sure that he's sexually active?
More than sure. Have you seen some of the gross girls out there? There's some, like, I guarantee you he's gone to, like, he's probably worked a merch table at a Juggalo concert. And that got him like a buffet of jiggly jumbo juggalettes.
Ugh.
Doing the Dirt McGirt booty dance on his peep. It happens. You know it. Not even a hooker, dude. Not even a hooker. There are girls that are just other guys won't touch. And they find this guy and they know he will do everything but give them a wanker scab.
Wrong again.
I don't know if women get the same issue. I don't think they do, as far as I know. But from what I've gathered, you too.
I don't know if women get scabs on their penis.
But I'm not trying to be graphic with this video. Just trying to let you all know, you know, Like, hey, you know, a guy needs to bust a nut every now and then. It feels good, you know? When they're much older and they're on the dating scene, you know, they need to bust a nut every now and then. It feels good.
Yeah, you already said that.
So, and they don't have to get laid to do it. They can do it themselves. We can, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure you're very familiar.
What?
But
this is just fucking news to me.
Heads up, what do I like need to work
for?
YouTube, if you're
scams, I won't all by myself.
Oh.
Do you want to move on?
Nope.
No?
I need to see what more this gentleman has to feed us.
I'll be right back in just a second.
I'm going to see his jewels.
Do you think he pulls it out and shows the wanker scab?
No.
Like to the women he's with?
No, I mean in this video.
Oh, no, he better not expose wanker scab. Not on our show. Better not.
I can't say wanker.
It is a family show.
Wanker scab without laughing, because that's funny. Wanker scab. It's a funny combination of words. Like, it sounds like something really mean you'd call somebody, like, you're just a wanker scab, you know? But it's no laughing matter. Wanker scab is real shit. And getting wanker scabs sucks. You jerk your dick off too hard. You give yourself a chafe burn. And those chafe burns fucking open up and scab over. Dude, that shit sucks.
The one positive of a wanker scab is as it scabs over, it increases the girth of your penis up to 34%.
And if it busts open, then you don't need the lube.
Okay, and the best way to avoid getting wanker scab is to not masturbate. However, if you want to masturbate but avoid getting wanker scab, use lube. Use spit. Go a little bit lower.
Take off your spiked pewter fucking jewelry on your hand, my dude. You're wearing so many spikes, I didn't think he took that into account. He didn't realize he has that damn piece of metal shrapnel blasting his crunchy space. That's the problem, dude. Take off your fucking rings.
Go a little bit softer, you know, and you should be fine. Like, getting wanker scab sucks, YouTube. That's no lie. That is no lie. wait.
Is there a follow-up?
There's going to be a lot of guys out there who get wanker scab for the first time, and they're like, what the hell? They're asking themselves questions about that last chick they slept with.
I like how he's given this public service announcement. Like, someone who gets a bump on their dick is going to go into YouTube, type in wanker scab on YouTube. Like, how many gentlemen are there out there that have a wanker scab that are going to know to diagnose it as a wanker scab and then take it to YouTube to search and find this guy before they go to their local fucking doctor because they have bumps on their dick?
Like, that's, yeah, I'm pretty sure the first thing you do is if you see anything unusual on your dick, you go straight to the fucking hospital.
Yeah.
Or doctor, or just...
You're like, hey, doc, I got a lava burn on my peep. And he's like, oh, that's terrible. Let's give you some cream. Okay, goodbye. But somebody comes, they type in wanker scab on YouTube, they find this guy, and they sit down, they're like, oh, thank you. Dr. Phil and Dr. Oz failed me. I'm here with Dr. Schmeagle. Getting my wanker scab handled. Excellent.
All these fucking horrible things going through their head. You know. Signs of knowing you might have wanker scab. Okay, let's say you're jacking your cock off. You're masturbating. You're having a wank.
Oh.
And all of a sudden, you're having a hard time busting a nut. So you go a little bit faster, a little bit harder, just trying to get it to come out.
That's the face he makes.
He's doing the motion.
Yeah. This is...
It's like the Dark Knight Phil video all over again.
And then if your dick starts to burn after masturbating fast and as hard as you can, you know what I'm saying? Like, a certain section of your dick will sting and flare up, and then it'll open up a little bit, and then when it opens up, it'll scab over.
No! Yeah. No! No! Bad Schmeagle! Bad! I want to hit him over the nose with a rolled-up newspaper. Quit defiling yourself.
This might actually be screenshot worthy.
I never thought that there was ever a child in this world that benefited from their parents telling them that masturbation would put hair on their knuckles. Like, don't lie to your kids. Don't get them to stop baiting. But this guy probably would risk the hair on his knuckles and still not stop.
Oh, no.
He'd go around looking like Wolfman Jack on QVC holding the fucking pewter Hot Topic ring. Not even giving a fuck with his bloody cocktail shrimp.
That shit's not fun.
My precious wanker scab.
That shit's not fun, dude. Getting wanker scabs is not fun. So,
yeah,
you know, if you're going to masturbate, wait till you're a little bit older to do it, just because, you know, it's perfectly natural. If you're in high school and you're going through puberty and you have a wank, perfectly natural, you know? But, you know, you want to do it in the privacy of your bathroom or your bedroom where you're not going to get disturbed, you know? Because if you get caught masturbating in the school public bathroom by one of your classmates, they hear you doing it in the stall, they'll give you shit for it. They'll make fun of you because kids are assholes.
Kids are assholes if they hear you masturbating in the stall at school. My dude. If I hear you masturbating in the stall at school, not only am I going to give you shit for it, I'm going to go in the hallway and get everybody walking by to come in and laugh at you with me. I'm starting a small group.
I like how he like described it as like, you know, it's totally normal to go into your high school bathroom and jerk off. But, you know, other people, if they catch you, they're going to be dicks about it. It's like, maybe don't pull your dick out in school under any circumstances.
Yeah, masturbation should not be a high school thing unless you work in the cafeteria.
Well, then that's just, you know, adding the special sauce to the...
Yeah.
That's acceptable.
A little special lasagna.
Yeah, the best way to avoid getting wanker scab is to not masturbate, period. Or use lube and go a little bit slower and not quite so rough, you know?
Take off your pewter Hot Topic fucking cheap-ass rings, dude!
You know, I thought that when I was younger that my father trying to give me the sex talk was the weirdest and most uncomfortable I would be with somebody trying to explain to me what masturbation was. This tops that.
In the chat, Egghead said it happened to him.
Dick chafing?
Yeah. Did you see? Or no, jerking off in stalls next to people.
Oh, man, Egghead, why did you do that?
He said it in the chat.
Egghead, you
it.
Crazy.
Yep.
Well, we've all been there.
Why did you do that?
I couldn't do it in the classroom. Don't paint me as a villain.
He's like, that's it.
That's it. What in tarnation?
Fuck you!
Oh, he's mad.
No, Egghead, stay. Stick around, buddy pal. Stick around, my buddy pal, Egghead. Like, what happens if his dick starts chafing? Will the chafing spread? Will it get to the taint, likely? Ba-dum-ts.
Ba-bum-ba-bum-bum-bum.
Ba-bum-ba-bum-bum-bum.
And if you're trying to bust a nut and you can't, and you think you have to go harder and faster to make it happen, I wouldn't.
You did before, my dude.
If you're having a hard time busting a nut, then, you know, put your dick away. Take a couple days off from jerking it. Let your tank fill back up, and you should be fine.
Sound advice from a
Oh my god! He's got a copper cup!
A copper cup!
Oh my god!
It's all connected.
Has he been hooking up with that girl?
Oh, if he's hitting that, I'm so jealous.
He gave him the wanker scabs.
If he's sliding the wanker scab into her copper cup, I'm so fucking jealous.
Every guy knows that struggle, like, getting wanker scabs sucks.
Someday we'll find
where are you going?
The copper connection.
Egghead keeps going, I did not do that. Dude, we all know that you didn't really do it. It's a joke. It's obvious that you didn't really do it and Egghead, that wasn't really you.
Have you ever heard the term?
Calm down, buddy.
You ever heard the term, the lady doth protest too much?
Shakespeare and wanker scabs. That's how I want to end my...
He had to get up and get another beer. There he goes.
And the best way to avoid getting those, like I said,
he's got a Moscow mule.
Way to avoid getting wanker scabs.
How many times is he going to say this?
It's just not masturbate.
Okay. How long is this? How much longer do you repeat this?
For 48 more minutes. Just don't masturbate, guys. Just don't.
You know...
He's going to masturbate before finishing this video.
You're,
Who's concerned? Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's okay. We're at 344 likes, so.
So we're 156 likes away from me shocking my fatter, upper, my fatty upper pussy area, penis area, pubic area, my fupa. If we get to 500 likes, I'm going to shock my fupa with a damn dog collar.
Am I the only one who's concerned that he talks about, like, masturbating and, like, wanker scabs being an inevitability from masturbating?
Believe me, when you get wanker scabs...
I've never heard of it before.
No.
Like, and yet he talks about it like this is a common occurrence, like...
Yeah, wiener scab.
There's probably actually something wrong with this man's penis, right?
Probably.
Like, we're all in agreement of this, right? He has some kind of venereal disease that he's not understanding.
Yeah, this guy's in denial.
Ab, you'll know. Your dick hurts in certain areas and little spots where it flares up. With little spots where your chafe burn flares up, you're going to get scabbed over and, ew, dude.
What do you mean, ew? You've been talking about it for like 10 minutes.
He's got herpes. I'm just going to say it. This man has herpes.
He might.
Okay, from the copper cup. To have sex with a chick and she pulls your cock
copper
out.
Copper cups give you herpes.
Like she's about to be in for a treat and then she sees you got this gigantic scab on your penis.
Yeah. That's a turnoff, right? That's a turnoff.
I mean,
nobody wants scabby dick.
Honestly, if a girl gets down to his penis... A scab's not going to deter her. If she gets through all the rest of that to the penis and sees a fucking wanker scab, she's going to be like, par for the course. It makes sense. Put it in me.
I'm just saying, YouTube, that's a turnoff for a lot of chicks. They'll be sitting there going, wait, what do you have?
No.
I promise
bitches
you.
Bitches don't want scabby dick.
Any girl that gets to his wanker scab is not going to be turned off by a wanker scab.
Are you sure you're clean? You try telling her it's just chafe burn from masturbating too hard, you know? And she might be like, yeah, no, this isn't happening. Put your dick away. Yeah, no.
This is
so not only does getting wanker scabs suck, but it can cock block you in the bedroom. When you're trying to get with an actual person. So that's something to think about.
Yeah, I wonder how many times this guy has gotten to the bedroom with a girl. I feel like they probably just do it in the,
you know,
the feeding
trough.
You know, who knows?
Who knows? Maybe he's been successful with the... Maybe he doesn't set his standards too high.
No, I think he's successful with the women. I just don't think they make it all the way to the bedroom. I think they do it in the damn club, the Juggalo back room. The green room
in
with the
alley
Juggalo
behind
concert.
The club,
the alley.
Where people smoke cigarettes.
Yeah, I'm saying the type that don't wait for the bedroom. They do it in the damn Burger King bathroom.
McBurger King.
The McBurger King bathroom.
See, I gotta disagree. I'm pretty sure that this man's entire sexual, like, history has taken place on both sides of the glory hole, and that is the only way this man has ever gotten laid.
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe that's his part-time job, glory hole attendant.
I guarantee you he's got a Fet Life, and there's a whole bunch of Jabba the Hutts going after his Boba Fet Life on the other
side. Hey, there's nothing wrong with masturbating if you're older and, you know. Yeah, getting wanker scabs is no fun, YouTube. Getting wanker scabs is just no fun.
Yeah. It's almost like he wrote, like, his senior term paper about wanker scabs.
And like I said, the best way to avoid getting them is not to do it.
Oh, my God.
Like I said, YouTube, the best way to avoid getting wanker scabs.
Can we get a count of how many times he repeated this in a 30-minute video?
Many, many, many.
This video could have been
many, many times.
This video could have been 43 seconds and been just as effective. Gollum comes up from the depths of fucking Mount Cavernous, wherever the hell, I don't know, Mordor. The depths of Mordor, with a wanker scab on his dick.
He says, I got it from rubbing my penis too hard while wearing my patches.
All is just not to masturbate. You know, but if you dry jerk your own cock and you don't use any lube, of course you're going to get wanker scab. It's bound to happen.
Okay, I'm done.
Honestly, I don't ever want to masturbate again.
Yeah, because you'll think of this guy now. You won't even be able to keep it hard.
Yeah, it's not even the wanker scabs. It's just I'm going to remember him speaking.
Yeah, and his weird eye.
Dry fucking masturbating his cock. Terrible. Dry jerking his cock.
Hi, friends. In Planet Earth Dating, it's Wednesday, March 13th.
See, now I can automatically masturbate again because these bodies masturbating life, the angels
and the
above
body,
them.
Mind, the authorized the one souls
on the left especially,
remain.
Right?
Yeah.
And only child the Remo Williams. Souls. From the deeper, denser dimensions who are trying.
Do you know who these people are? Are you familiar with them at all, V?
No idea.
They're the Angelic Initiative.
The Angelic Initiative. They're a mother and daughter, spiritual energy healing, talking to angels and spirits.
And trees duo. And horses.
Yeah. And
that's great.
And the woman, the woman on the right.
That's true.
She's known as Jamie Body Mind, and her job mainly is to just validate whatever her mother says. So if her mother says something she agrees with, she'll go, oh, that's true. That's true.
To get to the light and all other souls from all other dimensions, as long as the souls are already living by the many rules already given to the search for truth community by wiser minds above all of us. And those rules include focusing on our own soul plans, each of us for ourselves, however we define ourselves. Every I, every me, every us, every we. We are supposed to be focusing on living our own individual soul plans. We're all spiritual beings having experiences of sentience in some dimension or another. We define ourselves in some way or another.
That's true.
And that's true. We come into these experiences of sentience with a plan, something we intend to accomplish. Accepting responsibility for a life is a big deal. It's not something we do frivolously. We come in with a plan. Then we are born in this dimension of ground zero, planet Earth, human society. We're all born. We're not hatched or anything else. It's harder than we thought it was going to be.
She's got the biggest smile on her face.
We begin to play small in the game of life, and this is true for all of us.
They look like these people who just discovered that they have arms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They can't figure out what to do with them. They're just like...
Yeah, this is like directed by the Farrelly brothers, and Jim Carrey's playing the mom.
We've waited an abnormal amount of time for that's true.
Does that mean none of this shit she's saying is true?
Part of an experiment of exactly 1 million souls on this test planet of planet Earth in this dimension, a test dimension of ground zero. And these exactly 1 million souls.
Maybe it doesn't happen in this one.
What?
Souls 1,000,000 souls were given the Christ Present Soul Contract, the same soul contract as the Christ Presences for the planet.
Say it.
It was just copied and pasted over, and there were errors in font size and spacing that clued us in. It was just a copy and paste job.
That's true.
So yeah! We did it, boys! We did it! I'm so glad that it actually happened. All
it's
right.
The identical soul plan, and it was an experiment to see, can we get anybody to do what they're supposed to do? Because we have a biosphere in crisis.
It's true.
Being part of that experiment, these two particular host lives have the assignment to not only live their own soul plans, but to help others find and live their soul plans as well.
That's true.
Ooh, that's two. That's two.
That's true.
I would really love for these two to meet that Mario guy we were just watching before.
Oh, man.
Have a real, like, you know, meeting of the spirits.
That's true.
Most people in Ground Zero Planet Earth, people of
we should
all
bankroll
species,
a convention
not just
for
humanity,
spirituals.
And just they get, don't want
to
do
sell
it.
Tickets to it and have, like, all the spirituals think that they're actually going to talk about their shit, and then we all show up and make fun of them.
Could have a debate between spiritual academics.
We'll move on to something else here. Here is Robert Dyer.
My guy.
Yeah.
Dyer Circumstances.
Hi, everybody. Robert Dyer, and welcome. Welcome.
Yeah,
to the
you say welcome?
Dyer channel, where tonight, holy smokers, this is probably one of the biggest Mountain Dew flavors of all time.
He does reviews of soda,
he
basically.
Loves the sodas.
At least in hype and packaging, it's the Mountain Dew 2019 Voodoo flavor. And it's a mystery flavor, as it says on here. Comes in this mystery white color, a ghoulish white. I just want to zoom in on this label here. See, you have some kind of Grim Reaper type character, bony fingers. Got the 2009.
You like it?
Pick this apart. No, yeah. I'm saying that Mario dude would pick this apart, like, voodoo. What is the message that they're trying to...
Yeah, he would.
Merrimack, the Satan in the bottle is obviously why they're selling this ghost jism to children.
See how many triangles are just in this picture alone?
19 limited edition mystery flavor. You got a scary looking tree in the background there. Some kind of a
270 calories.
Yeah, it's a
forest.
Lot.
This guy makes Einstein seem like the most charismatic, like, entertainer of all time.
It's so funny because he'll just go deep on a soda and then out of nowhere he'll, like, hit with some weird, like, nerd conspiracy jargon and come back to reviewing the soda.
Jeez, it looks like the soda's settled. Like, there's minimal fizz left.
Given all the blank whiteness of it, a surprisingly fruity aroma.
This is what Chicken Little did with his life when the sky never fell.
Kind of smells like an orange peel a little bit.
A little bit like an orange peel.
Cherry. He always says there's a cherry flavor. Always. Always. All right, here we go. He's pouring it into a cup.
Cap back on here. A haunted beverage for haunted places.
Haunted beverage.
The aroma
for
is expanding
places.
Now in the wider cup opening. This is one of those. Can you hear it talking? Can you hear that? I've never heard anything like it.
What is going on?
Oh, my God.
There's a transmission mid-soda drink. I believe the aliens finally found me, and they're taking me home to our home planet. I'm very excited. But there's
it's
a
like
hint
a
of cherry.
Spirit box inside of a soda.
There's a spirit
who's
box
talking
inside
to us?
Of a soda. There's obviously an astral connection from the ghost realm in my soda. The 270 calories are mostly compromised of human souls.
Us? What are they trying to tell us?
This man does not have wanker scabs. He's never abused himself.
Oh. Oh. What are they trying to tell us, Benjamin? The ghosts in our beverage? They're trying to tell us that the hit of cherry is actually the Lord Satan speaking to us through flavor.
Well, whoever it is has got a lot to say. It's kind of like kind of like a combination between orange and taffy.
Orange and
let's
taffy.
Go ahead and see how it tastes.
Okay.
Well, it's a lower carbonation. Is this thing going to shut up or not?
God damn it. Now then. The soda's playing weird season one Simpsons Halloween Spook Horror House music.
It's basically kind of an orange flavor.
Okay. Cherry flavor.
Orange flavor. There's a cherry flavor.
I don't know. It's kind of hypnotic watching this guy. And he ran for office in the area that he lives in, and there was like a bunch of videos of him being interviewed on the news and stuff. It's hilarious. It's like, this is the guy that reviews the sodas.
Well, I really like the new flavor of Mountain Dew Halloween edition.
Yeah, I don't know. He's always a fun watch for me. I like him a lot better than Von Helton.
Here's some JLP for us.
A mega church pastor.
Pasture. A church pasture.
A pasture. Put him out the pasture.
He does not know how to talk.
Well.
A mega church pastor.
A mega church pastor, pastor. Who spoke out about depression.
Who spoke out against about.
And mental health issues.
Kills
himself. What?
What?
What kind of pastor was he? A guy by the name of...
What kind of pastor would kill himself? A suicidal one, you fucking asshole.
Jared Wilson. He was a pastor at a mega church, Harvest Christian Fellowship in Riverside, California.
Riverside.
Killed himself on Monday, according to the story.
Monday. Day after church on Sunday.
He and his wife, Julianne Wilson... were the founder of an outreach called Anthem of Hope, and it was intended to help people dealing with depression and suicidal thoughts. How in the world are you going to help somebody deal with something you haven't overcome yourself? How?
Wow. And guys, why do you think somebody who committed suicide would want to help people to not commit suicide? I don't get it. If he's going to commit suicide, why would he try and stop people from committing suicide? It don't make sense to me. The guy failed at keeping himself alive, and he tried to help other people stay alive as a mission to keep himself alive. Gave him something to do. Say what you want about the Christians, but...
So, Billy, what you're saying is that this man was a hypocrite, though.
Yeah, this man was a hypocrite. Don't tell the world not to kill yourself and then go and kill yourself. What's wrong with you, man? If you're going to kill yourself, tell other people to also kill themselves. Son of a bitch, this guy's doing it all wrong, you fucking hypocrite. Oh, my gosh.
How? How now, brown cow?
Shut the fuck up! No! You're not talking about a man who just committed suicide and then saying,
how now,
brown cow? How will you commit a suicide? How would you do it? How would you do one suicide when you tell everybody else not to do a suicide? That's stupid. You stupid.
And how in the world you can call yourself a minister or pastor and you're depressed? You're dealing with depression. Depression is not of God. Christ came that you might have peace.
There's no God depressed
sent
Christians.
His only begotten son that you may have peace.
Not only are Christians fed as fucking never hungry, but they're also never depressed. Why be an atheist?
When there's freaking awesome faiths.
When there's freaking awesome faiths.
Holy shit. I need more Jesus in my life.
Depression is not a gun.
It's not a gun.
Not a gun.
And if you are called by God to help others, how in the world he going to send a depressed person to help another depressed person? That sounds like Satan to me. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying. This guy ain't Christian.
He's one of the dumbest motherfuckers in the history of the world.
It's like the greatest thing I've ever seen.
They found these guys that produced this show found this guy to read this shit. And it's just so ridiculous.
I'm pretty sure that the producers of the show are Eric, Tim and Eric from Awesome Show. Great job.
It's all like Satan to me. One of Garrett Wilson's tweet. Loving Jesus doesn't always cure suicidal thoughts. That's a lie.
That's a lie.
A pure boss-based lie. That's from Satan. Jesus came so that you can have perfect peace, folks. Not mental illness, not suicidal thoughts, not depression. He came so you can conquer those things so that you don't have to deal with that. Those things are from Satan. God.
So, yeah, nothing bad ever happens to you if you believe in Jesus. So if something bad happens, it's because you just didn't believe in Jesus the right way or hard enough.
You didn't believe Jesus enough, yeah. That's incredible.
You can dedicate your life to God and praising God and stopping suicide. But if you do a suicide, you never really was with God. You was with Satan.
Yep.
That's why TVC Mario had to get out of that suicide program, because they use things like preventation of suicide instead of just praising Jesus. They had you look at signs of being in the suicidal mode to help yourself from taking that terrible decision of taking your own life, and that's wrong. You just gotta praise Jesus.
You love black people.
Anyone who has those things have not been born of God yet. You have not been born again. Yes, you have named and claimed Jesus. Yes, you believe he died and rose from the dead. All those things did happen, but intellectually you just believe about them.
What did he just say? Did he say the word intellectually? Without using any...
No, trying to say intellectually.
He's just like, fuck, we don't need the letter C. Intellectually.
That's not what it means to be born again, and that's why you still suffer with those things. All of those things are spirits of Satan. And you can't serve two gods. So this man, no wonder he killed himself.
Motherfucker.
No wonder he killed himself. Holy shit.
Is this incredible. The first time you've seen Jesse Lee Peterson?
No, this is the first. I've seen him like in a compilation here or there of things, but like I've never actually sat through a full one of his videos now.
Yeah. Yeah, he's pretty out there. The Andrew Yang stuff was ridiculous.
No, he's a good Christian. He believes in God, and because of that, he won't kill himself.
You can't really believe in God if you kill yourself. That's the rule. You know who would kill themselves? A beta. True beta. An alpha would never kill themselves.
You know, when I was younger and I actually, attended a, what is it called? Like a CCD?
Yeah, yeah.
They told
so you were Catholic then if you went to CCD, right?
When yeah. I was younger, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's
very much an atheist.
So CCD is what public school Catholic public school kids go to.
Hmm.
It's like an after school kids. It's yeah, like an yeah. after school learning program for kids who are Catholic. Because I went to Catholic school, and I remember the CCD kids would come to my school after I got out of school.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So when I was in CCD, one of the things that like still to this day kind of fucks with my mind is they said that like people who commit suicide aren't welcomed in heaven unless they're remorseful about killing themselves. So I'm like, at what point between them going to kill themselves, between them actually successfully doing it, would they have the chance to be remorseful? Like, you go up on the Brooklyn Bridge, like, what is it, like 5 seconds before you hit the water, you're like, oh, wait a second. Wait, praise Jesus. And then, like, that's it. You're good? Like, I never understood that.
I'm pretty sure that if you have 5 seconds of falling, in that 5 seconds, you can think about regretting doing what you did. Fairly easily. I'm sure not everybody does. Some people probably go down there peacefully, like, fuck it, it's finally over. But I would imagine you only need like 2 seconds to be like, oh, this is stupid.
But it's not just regret that it takes.
Oh, you got to actually say, well, look, fuck the laws of Christianity and shit.
To God because you took your life.
Yeah, I've seen that movie, What Dreams May Come. All you got
to
do is
But God gets to take your fucking life whenever he wants.
It's a great fucking movie. You do under God's rules. You don't make the rules here. You defying the Lord by killing yourself.
God is like daddy. He can take that pussy whenever he wants. What?
I think that's Old Testament.
Yeah, old testicles. That's the old testicles. I apologize.
All right. So I think... I think it's about that time. Here we go.
Yo, safely!
Let's go find the skater, put a bullet in this fucking head.
How do you like me now?
The good kind of furry drop.
That's because Jesus Christ is Minica.
I'm just going to say thank you to JR, who said, yeah, dude, I confirm wanker scabs are bogus. And Spirit Flame, who said, like the stream. Also, Lord Vader said he sent this King Cobra guy some of my merch to wear.
Yeah, that's great.
Drake Timbershaft again said Copper gives you herpes, which is strange because he said that during the Copper Girl.
I don't and then we think saw, that's true, though. I don't think Copper can give you herpes.
But then we saw Wanker Scab drinking out of a Copper Cup, and the Wanker Scab could be herpes from the Copper Cup.
Herpes is a virus, and I don't think metals would normally... pass on viruses.
Alan Reyes said, why are attractive people so stupid? That's a very easy answer to that. It's because they've never had to think because they're attractive and they get things naturally based off their looks, not their brains. Ugly people have to actually think and work hard.
I also want to go on record as to saying, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were still talking.
No, go ahead.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I just want to go on record saying that if you get herpes or wanker scabs, you didn't believe in Jesus enough. Like, you may have thought you believed in Jesus, but, like, you can't get wanker scabs if you believe in Christ. That's rule number one. Everybody knows that. It's Satan.
And the hand of God would never leave a wanker scab, all right? And Alan Reyes also said, oh, yeah, would Mario just OD and expire so he won't be able to spread misinformation to vulnerable people already? I don't know if Mario needs to OD and expire, but if he did, then at least he wouldn't spread misinformation to vulnerable people anymore. But hopefully he lives a long, healthy life and just stops spreading misinformation on his own volition. But that's that.
It's all that. All right.
It's all that.
Let's see what we got here.
Oh, no. Is this me?
Yes, it is you.
You went vaccinated.
This is if me and Lacey Green had a kid.
Cock. Oh, no, I said the word fuck. Fuck is meant to be fucking, but I don't fucking care. Fuck you guys. I can kiss my...
You are cringing, though.
Oh, totally. The Sonic poster on the wall is not giving me any sort of...
Yes.
Any sort of chill.
I am autistic and I'm proud of this. You kiss my anal ass. Give me anal sex, you motherfucking cum. Kiss my cum. Drink my cum. Drink it all the cum. The cum is great.
Oh my God.
This is 100% me and Lacey Green's love child.
Drinking all the
cum. I'm actually going to take a picture and send it to her right now. Is this our kid?
Are you really?
Dude, because this looks like fucking us.
Is he wearing a fedora? Because that's like the least worst thing about this image right now, surprisingly.
He's wearing a fedora, which makes me think this might be Troll.
It might be. Take you back, kid. Take you dad, man.
Let's see if Lacey Green hits me back with the block for saying that.
That'd be weird. It's weird to say, though, too.
Oh, this great. Suck my cunt. Matt and cunt.
I might have to just get this video link and send her the whole link so she can know that the rapping skills came from her side, not mine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm an autistic cunt. Autistic cunt. Same thing's the best. Saint Anger ain't and is the best metal album of all time. Peppa Pig is
oh my god. This is so.
This can't be real.
I'm hoping that it's a troll. Like, that's the only solace, is that if he's trolling, that he's doing very well. Otherwise, this is the worst of my life.
Well, he started off with his cum, and then he talked about his cunt, and now he's talking about Peppa Pig. So I'm failing to see the correlation.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Lacey Green says, well, about that, and a smiley face.
She did not. She did not. Yeah, she did.
Damn it.
That's good. That was a good comeback.
Yeah.
That's funny. All right. Here's the next one.
Feeling numb, alone, sad, and depressed.
What the fuck?
I can't admit that I look like a mess. I'm crying out for help, so scared and alone, but still nobody picks up the phone.
Who decided to send in fat kids with poor breath control rapping under their breath today? Is that the theme for today's cringe rap?
Yeah. You know, I do get them kind of in themes almost sometimes.
Jesus H. Macy.
Just seeing help from this pain, I wish that I could be free.
This is my kid with Casey-tron.
This is your kid with Casey-tron?
Christ! I gotta stop knocking up these e-girls.
This is why I cry all through the night. I don't know how to stop this feeling from all my problems. There is no healing. You'll be happy one day, they say with a smile. And that makes me feel better for a while.
This is John Wayne Gacy-tron.
John Wayne Gacy-tron. All right, how about this one?
No, my
motherfucking gay binge, BTD, fuck that, you hear, hermit town, when you scare your phone, nothing bro, X,
this is my kid with the YouTube shooter. Christ. My kid with autism powers. Dude.
He's not even rapping, he's just yelling.
At least my kid's not rapping under his breath here. It's over his breath.
Over.
Jesus. Oh. Fire!
Oh. It's only like reference for rap was that one song that Eminem did, and he just took all the screaming parts, and he's like, I'm gonna do that.
This is a woman I knocked up while listening to the song I Want You to Be Happier from Marshmello. That's gotta be terrible. I feel like Hitler infused in this fat kid's fucking s'more. And he started rapping some afterwards. More. Some more. He ate a some more infused by the ghost of Hitler.
All right. I have to play this one through the browser because it won't play through.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so.
Oh, no. That's the Stay Tough Marshmallow Man.
Let's see.
Yeah.
Some say hello. Oh God.
Not my kid. Ricky Martin's kid with Rico Suave. Under Your Breath, though. We're 3 for 4 for Under Your Breath rappers. 3 for 4 for My Children. Dude, this is so bad. I love when like the video is like way better than the actual skill level. And it's not even that good of a video. The skill level is just so terrible.
Bad, yeah.
I like his. They're not even dance moves. They're like hand movements.
They're spasms.
He's like moving back and forth. Like just it's like a lean.
The Tism Rock.
No matter how long, no matter how far, no matter how hard it
is. This is a Jimmy Fallon Saturday Night Live character.
As long as it takes, one day I know, some day will grow.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Unbearable.
Do you understand what he's saying at all? Because I haven't been able to make out.
Someday we'll grow. Some say hello.
Yeah, I don't get it. It's trash.
Oh, snap. How could this be bad?
Yo, my dad gave me an iPad for my bar mitzvah.
Oh no. You should open for this guy.
I probably have.
Yeah, I was just about to say. He looks like someone you would open for.
I'm just.
Do you think he smokes?
I hope so. Is this Jock Jam Jesus? Damn it.
Stabby says not the worst.
I mean, it's definitely not the worst.
No, I say the second one is the best one of the night.
I mean, the
Casey Jones kid?
Why even wear a hoodie if you're just or a jacket if you're just going to wear it on your arms?
Because you want to show off your 6 shoulder blades.
Okay.
It's cute. It's cute. It's cute. Yeah. I don't give a motherfuck. Don't you
pass out. Roll another blunt. Roll another blunt. Don't you like being medicated? Goddamn, I'm hella faded. This mix of my drink, I'm elevated. Yeah, we don't have to watch any more of this. It's not.
He's
cringy. It's just like a sign of our times. This is what the kids love. They love tattooed faces.
It's pretty trash.
And repetitive hooks. And it's a SoundCloud. This is a SoundCloud copycat.
He's in a weird like space where he's too good to be bad and too bad to be good. So just nobody wins.
This is anomaly, said Violet. So this is anomaly with 2.4 million subscribers. The fat kid with the camo.
Oh yeah,
yeah. So it's kind of he's actually a really good rapper, I guess, that everybody loves, but not me. So piss off. Ah, are we done with this segment?
Yeah.
What a good segment to be done with. He is Jeff Holliday's estranged son.
Aww.
Shout out to everybody who liked this stream. We are at 392 likes, just 108 likes short of the 500 like goal for me to zap my fatty upper penis area.
Who knows if that's going to happen?
It obviously won't. Someone just de-liked it. It went from 392 to 391. Back to 392.
No, it's up to 93 again now.
Shoot. Yeah, every time you mention it, it'll happen.
I don't know.
So we are going to do the post show through Patreon, Subscribestar, and channel memberships. $10 or more patrons. Also, it'll get you Spin Till You Spew and all that good shit. Our movie review that we're going to do at some point, which we haven't decided what we're going to do yet. What else? Oh, the other private show. So you get two private shows, a movie review. Should be good.
It'll be good. It'll be great.
Yeah.
It'll be grand. I still think I'm going to do a pee. I got to do a pee.
I don't think you're going to get it. You're like 100 away.
Oh, I'll see.
That's a tall order, though.
I'll be right back, you boys.
All right. All right. So, yeah, you know what? I don't really watch. I haven't really been watching wrestling these days. I watched a few of the AEW shows that they put on. I didn't watch the most recent one. But I don't know. It's weird because there's more wrestling than ever before out there. Like, there's the MLW stuff that's going on. I watched some of that. They have Tony Schiavone doing commentary for them, too.
Yeah, I don't know if he's going to still be doing it because he's working for AEW now.
We'll see. Mm-hmm. Yeah, then I watch New Japan sometimes. There's a lot.
You know what? It's funny. I run a somewhat wrestling channel, and I don't watch the current product because I kind of think for the most part it sucks.
Yeah, I mean, I do like some of it, but yeah, I'm selective about it. Yeah, Billy did a show where he opened for Jake the Snake Roberts, and it was awesome because Jake the Snake Roberts was fucking awesome to see in person. Made me feel
was
like
this, good.
What?
I was going to say, was this before or after he got better?
It was after.
Oh, good.
Yeah, yeah. It was actually, I think, like a year ago. About a year ago or so. Mm. Yeah.
Somebody in the chat says the only good thing in WWE right now is Bray Wyatt. And I got to agree. That's the one thing that I look forward to on that
show.
You
like that? That character that he's doing, it's like Mr. Rogers almost.
Yeah, and then he turns into like this evil satanic sweet tooth looking thing, you know? So it's, I think it's pretty awesome.
I went to some of the early touring days of NXT, the first ever NXT road show. I went to that because it was, I was living in Columbus, Ohio at the time, and they had the first time they ever went on the road, for some reason they did a show there. Well, it was because they had the Arnold Classic there. So, yeah, and then I haven't really been watching it lately because there's so much of it. It takes a lot of time to watch it all, and I find myself fast forwarding through a lot of it.
Oh yeah, no, absolutely. I actually haven't watched an episode of Raw like outside of like watching clips online since. I think it's been like 2 or 3 years now. I have no interest in it whatsoever. The only time I really watch is WrestleMania. And the Royal Rumble.
Royal Rumble was always fun to watch. I haven't done that for a while.
Yeah, I went to the last Royal Rumble that The Undertaker showed up at. I think he got eliminated by Roman Reigns or something like that. It was pretty terrible. But it was awesome to see a Royal Rumble in person. Goldberg was in that one, too.
That's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest problem is like they have the greatest wrestlers of all time right now, but they just have absolutely nothing to do with them. So, you know.
So who who's your favorite wrestler ever? Like, who's your number one favorite wrestler ever?
I don't know. I got a couple. Shawn Michaels is what got me into wrestling. Chris Jericho's got to be up there somewhere, though I kind of not huge into him right now. I like CM Punk the most, though. He probably wouldn't like me because of my lifestyle.
Yeah, me too.
He doesn't care about people who do drugs or drink. He doesn't give a shit.
No, I'm he's all, well, I've heard interviews where he does kind of like down talk people like that. He's like, "Oh, I don't care, but I'm also going to treat you like you're less than because
I think he would like you less for being a wrestling fan than a consumer of alcohol and drugs."
Did you see the trailer to his horror movie that he made?
No.
Is it terrible?
Do you want to see it? I think I can play it.
I got a couple more minutes. Got a dip.
Yeah. Let's see. CM Punk movie trailer. We're so close to you zapping yourself, but we're just not quite there
yet.
We're at
418 likes.
Yeah.
We only need 500, and I'll give myself a fupa zap. Ugh.
And what is that again?
Fatty upper penis area getting zapped by a dog collar.
Here it is.
The man who remains steadfast under trial. So how's the house coming along?
It's been hard.
Cooper!
Certain places have personalities, and sometimes they're rotten.
Huh.
Hey, how's the little kicker doing?
It takes a real strong hand to turn them around again. This house has a history of bringing out the worst in people.
Certainly creepy.
What the hell is that?
Promise me you won't say a word to Liz about last night. You need to get out of here.
Hey, what was that?
What?
Hi, handsome.
So yeah, it gets pretty crazy. But yeah, you know.
He acts like he's cutting wrestling promos, though, is my thing. Like,
I'll watch it.
He doesn't sound really convincing. Yeah, you know, it can't be as bad as, you know, him going to the UFC, right? So.
Oh, man, that was terrible.
I didn't bother watching that.
I watched the first one.
You know, if you put all of his actual fights together, you could probably watch all of them in about, like, 2 or 3 minutes. Like, they don't last very long, and he doesn't do very well, so.
Yeah,
I'm cool off that. He got paid enough, though, so good for him.
I think the first guy kind of took it easy on him, too.
Probably.
The second guy definitely didn't.
You're right.
He was 5 seconds away from taking out, like, his phone and taking a selfie while he was kicking his ass. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
It was pretty pitiful. 439, okay. Though.
439?
So I'm going to put up a timer, and if we don't make it, then fuck it, it's over. I'm going to put up a five-minute timer. Five-minute timer. Then we're going to... Billy and I are going to do the post-show after these 5 minutes are over.
If you're watching right now and you haven't liked the stream, liking the stream might get us to 500, and I'll zap my fupa for everybody watching, and if not...
Yeah,
we tried.
At least that's free.
Guys.
Normally our zap goals you have to pay for.
Yeah.
So...
I just really wanted to shock my fupa today for some dumbass reason.
I like how Egghead's fighting with himself in the chat.
Egghead's stealing Bray Wyatt's gimmick right now.
Let's see. I'm going to... 450.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
454. How many sock accounts are people making right now to zap your ass?
All right, well, I got to go pick somebody up. So I want to thank you guys for letting me come back again.
Yeah.
And, you know, let me know the next time you have another opening.
Hell yeah.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Check out V's channel. Link in the description. See you later, man.
Have a good one, guys.
Have a good night.
You too.
Oh, 459. We might actually hit this goal. This. Damn.
Yeah, people are probably making a bunch of sock accounts right now.
I don't care. If they do that, that's cheating, but I'll still shock myself despite you being cheaters. Cheaters.
Thanks for watching, by the way, guys. Tonight we had a pretty good turnout. Thanks for liking the stream and being cool. You guys are great. To all of you who are on the fence about supporting our show, if you watch our show and you're on the fence about it right now, we need your support more than ever. And the best way to get something out of that is to become a patron. There's a link down below. You can become a $5 patron. That's all you have to do. You'll get to watch me and Jeff Holiday drink until one of us throws up. I mean, right now's the best time. Best time to become a patron. Crucial to the survival of the show.
Crucial.
Someone said, talk about Onision. Didn't Billy already make a video talking about that?
Yeah.
Like, I think that already happened.
I'm done talking about Onision.
Go watch his video.
It's on Twitter.
Yeah, there's a link on Twitter to get to it.
Being a $10 is so worth it. Exactly, Spec. If you're a patron of ours and you're a $5 patron, the extra $5
you get two private shows, which is good, but then you get so much more.
Yeah.
You get like 3 to 4 times as much content.
Yeah.
2 minutes. 2 minutes. Less than 20 needed.
Fuck.
18 needed.
Oh, no. We're going to hit this. We're going to hit.
Here, I'm going to figure this out.
It's going to smell like bacon in here when I zap the foop. Yeah, we're 12 away. This is happening. Nope, 10 away. This is happening. Well, Batman. We're only 109 away from 600.
So. 50 right now.
Who can make the sun rise?
Who can turn the world on with their smile?
Ooh, get shacked, bitch.
Oh, thank you, by the get way. Shacked, that's bitch. Great.
Damn, homie.
Thanks for getting us to 500 likes on a live show. It's been a while
since we've done something like that. We hit it. All right, Ben. You might want to look away from my fupa. I'm going to do it with my back to the...
Oh, my God.
Maybe I should do it off camera.
Yeah, do it off. Well, I mean.
Let's see.
Okay. So don't show your fupa. You show your face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's foop out.
Yeah, I'm looking this way.
Man, you gotta watch the foop.
Watch
the foop.
No.
What if I cheat?
Dude, just fucking do it.
What if I cheat?
Fucking.
Oh, this is gonna suck.
Are you ready yet? Hurry up and do this.
3, 2, 1, contact.
Ow! All right. You guys are amazing.
Dude, that crawled all up my shaft.
Did it?
The electricity crawled all up my shaft. It crawled up like a ladder. I could feel it go all the way up.
Egghead's getting turned on. Egghead, is that... Egghead, come into the waiting room, because I want to ask if this is you in the... is that you in the chat? Oh, here he is.
Yeah, I'm going to get wanker scabs now. 2 inches, you wish.
Egghead.
No.
Is it you?
No.
Why do you keep typing this stuff?
It's not me.
It seems like, you know, you're a little too insistent about it not being you.
Egghead, is it you?
It's not me.
Was it you, Egghead? I could probably take the shocker off my Fupa now, huh?
Do it again.
Go ahead and do that. Why would you do that?
If we can get to 100.
$100?
Send us $29. Somebody send us $29. I'll do a second shock. God. It's that simple. Egghead, explain yourself. If we don't get $29 by the time you don't explain yourself, this show's over.
This,
if you don't get $29, I'll zap myself. How about that?
Oh? On your Fupa?
You'll zap yourself right now?
Yeah, I'll get up the fucking dog collar right now.
Well, then that means I have to put you on... Yeah, people would pay to see Egghead get zapped.
That's why I'm coming on Saturday, right?
Yeah, yeah, but Saturday. We can do one now as a preview. But someone in the chat asked if the private show is worth it. This next private show, it's our most popular format of private show. The trivia, Spin Till You Spew trivia.
Let me just test to see if it's ready.
Give yourself a little zap, Egghead.
I'm going to add you to the Skype room.
I'm going
to
zap my leg. Oh, yep.
Don't let domesticate you.
Let me turn on my Skype.
You are now in the room, so you. I think you should... Let me see.
Hold on.
Pimmo. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It signed me out.
Okay, Egg. You know what? I guess we're just going to do it on the post show. We'll have Egghead zap himself on the post show.
Okay.
So if you want to see Egghead get zapped a few times, you can join us on the post show, and we'll take your calls. That's another thing in the post show that you can do if you're... Oh, Pimp Monk, you want to join us on the post show too? Pimpy.
He said
Egghead raped him.
$100.
Why'd you rape Pimp Monk?
I do not do no such thing as a lie.
What?
That is a lie.
I don't know. I guess we'll figure it out. We'll talk about it. All right. We are going to... do the post show. If you guys want to watch, become a patron, $10 or above.
Excellent.
All Pimp Monk can't. That's cool. All right. See you guys then.
Love you. Bye bye.
In the beginning, there was nothing. And then there was the Drunken Peasants Podcast.
Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants.
From the strangest corners of the internet, gonna get TP'd by Billy and Ben. You know where you can find them at. Get ready, cause they're gonna kick your... Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants.